spread the truth. Document it. Prove it. Make it irrefutable, and you too will become dangerous to those who admire us in lies and enslave us in socialism.
But because they are lying, it's possible to expose them. And this is their Achilles heel. By comparison, we have nothing to hide, therefore we have no reason to lie. And we wouldn't want to, even if we could. Truth is a far superior weapon than deceit. It's a weapon which is denied to them. And in the end, it will be the decisive weapon that destroys them completely.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us today. As always, it's Friday once again. Can you believe it? What is it, 52 weeks in a year? It feels like it was maybe 10 weeks into the year, and now we're halfway through.
That's more than halfway through. You know, when you get older, they say time goes faster.
Too much to age. I just talked about, like, this is speed up here.
It's, well, that's what I'm saying.
An immense acceleration.
Maybe nothing, everyone else has a
nothing to do with the fact that we're becoming boomers. I mean, that's
you mean the country, like, statues are being torn down and Marxism
everything,
is being implemented
just
right now before our eyes?
Just speed at an incredible speed.
The hate whitey movement is accelerating greatly.
The anti-white age feels it was remarkable how fast they move, right? All right, boys and girls, welcome. Henrik, Flashback Friday, as I said. We're doing episode 83 today. Good to have you with us. If you're joining us live on DLive, VK, Twitter, Entropy Stream, or through our website, redice.tv/live, shout out to our members joining us later on in the members archive at redicemembers.com. You guys make this possible, so thank you so much for being there for us. So we have July 4th here coming up tomorrow. Incredible amount of attacks that we've seen as well, of course, already from Mount Rushmore to don't celebrate, and we need to change everything up. We need to do all these other things. But anyway, Lana, how you doing?
Not too bad.
Not too shabby.
Everyone's like, well, not everybody, but some people write and say, well, it's not like elites, they don't really want communism again. Well, I'm not saying like Russia-style communism. We're talking about communism 2.0. And by the way, elites never have to live under communism. They don't mean communism for them. Mm-hmm. They mean communism for everyone else, right?
The party is always going to do fine. The party members will always do fine. The revolutionary class, not the initial one, because they get beheaded after the revolution is done, but the next guard kind of taking over and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, but it's like, well, but it is communism. It's just for simplicity's sake. It's just it's communism. They want communism. That's what they want. And this dumb idea that you can separate, whether it's even the banking establishment these days, as we see, they line up. BLM is outspoken Marxist, and mm-hmm. everybody knows it. Even freaking Rudolf Giuliani mentioned it like the other day, right? But they have the capitalist banking system behind them.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
well,
what is that?
But
what
that,
is that?
That
about,
was the goal all along, though, to ultimately.
Right.
Hijack
but
and
if
take over the capitalist
what
system.
I'm saying is that then you have the banking establishment, which represent the neoliberal kind of a new force of this. But one informs the other, and they've come in chronological order from communism to Marxism, or reverse if you want to, and the cultural Marxism in the U.S. And now that created the neoliberal anarcho-tyrannical system that we see today, right? So it's all connected, and
right.
It's communism, folks. It's called communism.
And
just
this
call
time
it
it's not going to be just wealth redistribution is going to be race-based wealth redistribution.
Oh, yeah.
A whole other level to it,
yeah.
Which is going to be like nothing else we've ever seen.
Good stuff. All right, boys and girls, we're going to dive into some of the topics here in a moment. I saw a couple of things came in on DLive. Let me clear those off the plate before we dive in. I guess we're going to start talking a little bit about some of the attacks here, 4th of July and all that stuff. DB Cooper sent a diamond. Thank you. No message. David Cooper again with the diamond. Thank you. Lord Aragon 2019 with the diamond. Happy 4th all. Yeah, same to you. DB Cooper again with the diamond. Thank you, sir. Shroon with a diamond. Good to see you, Shroon. He says, nice intro. Well, thank you. I did it myself. How about
Soundgarden?
that too. Yeah, do you mean the intro music was Soundgarden? For the recorded crowd, they will not hear it.
I met him once years ago. I think I told you guys that. He was very nice. Bainbridge Island. He used to write his lyrics at this little grocery store on Bainbridge Island.
Was it Seattle?
And yeah.
Yeah.
And he was a nice guy. He's pretty mellow.
And look at it now. Right? Look at it now. Portland, Seattle. We'll talk about that later. Yeah. Some of the shit that's happened there. But all right. Where are we here? Bee Kitten with a diamond. Hail, Red Ice. Well, hail to you, ma'am or sir, whatever. Black Phillip. With a diamond, good to see you as well. He says, Lana, why are single women so radicalized now? You have 5 seconds. Answer now.
They're not all radicalized. Maybe the ones you're meeting. Get out of the city.
I think it's just
meet
talking
women outside the city.
Generally. I think they're radicalized because the men are not stepping up to the shit test. Right?
That too.
They are just, they're not doing their part. I mean, I know that they would fight like crazy if you try to bring back some of this stuff. But ultimately, I think it's both parts. You can't just blame the women or the men. You got
to
blame
both. They're doing it just to be socially acceptable. A lot of them, I think, aren't even really truly convinced. Just a small percentage.
No, it's, they know, it's signaling and they think they're going to get ahead and get points and all that kind of shit. Yeah. Okay, where are we here? Sign Wolf with a Ninjagini says... And thank you for that, sir. Says, is racial it's racial Bolshevism, Henrik. Yeah, that's a good word for it. I approve. Thank you. And then Simon Wolf sends another Ninjagini again. Thank you. Spencer the First, good to see you as well. With the diamond says, hails to Henrik, Lana, and chat. Good to see you here, man. Spencer the First again with the diamond says, and happy Treason Day, ungrateful colonials.
Yeah, I just made a tweet about that. People always get pissed off about that.
Yeah. Obergreuper with a Ninjagini. Thank you, sir. It says, happy 4th of July weekend, Red Ice. Well, thank you so much. Same to you.
Yeah, remember, by the way, I just did a tweet speaking of that. Remember, celebrating treason against the English on the 4th is a good thing because freedom. But celebrating the defeat at Gettysburg, where the rebel Confederate army was crushed for fighting for independence from Northern tyranny, is also a good thing. So many mixed messages, right? But at the end of the day... Let's just cut the crap. No more brotherly wars, because look at how it's turned out. Either way you go, it's caca.
But you know, you've seen this rhetoric from like the Joy Reads of MSNBC and stuff, that it's like the Confederacy was a treasonous thing, and they tried to create a different nation and blah 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 blah, all that stuff, right?
Yeah, I saw some Republicans. Well, we were being ruled by a tiny minority, and I'm like, and we're not anymore.
Well,
the one we're being ruled by now is even worse.
The point is, it does, but then they can see themselves as rebel and rebelling against, like, even like the Trump administration or something like that, like turning on the cops because they're revolutionaries, right? But it's but it's only when it fits them. The solution is just obey them and do whatever they say, and you won't be criticized. It doesn't matter if it's contradictory or not.
That's right.
Obey. Just do what we tell you to do.
Whatever side they're on is the right side of history.
So. That's right. Who White Devil with a diamond on DLive says, happy last Independence Day, ? Well, title of the show is kind of, this is year zero. The things from now on are not going to be the same. Agenda 2030 is coming up. We have 10 years, and then the window will be closed. They will try to have everything locked in about 10 years. But when they look back, as they do cyclically throughout history, we've had these resets, right? Mm-hmm. All of a sudden it's, this was year zero. 2020, I think, is year zero. That's when the statues started coming. That's when real change began to happen, right? All over the West. But all right, anyway, tell us about this video.
I had some too, real quick, though. Anti-Kalergi sent some on DonorBox. Thank you. Sent some funny messages that I was reading that I won't read out loud. And then Pamela, my dear Pamela, I got your messages. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pam.
My fairy godmother. Love you. And also Conrad Kurz, he says, not much to celebrate this 4th. The American dream is almost dead. I feel like my grandfathers died for nothing, fighting for this country, but I know they would never want me to give up. So I will continue the fight until the bitter end, supporting creators like you and finding like-minded people for our side.
Thank you, man.
Absolutely.
Appreciate that. Yeah, keep fighting. And it's never too late. It's never going to be too late. As long as we exist, we can rebuild and we can set up.
That's
and that's what's going to happen.
We can rebuild statues.
That's a small price to pay. It doesn't feel good, but it's a small price to pay for what I think is a very strong anti-revolutionary movement, whatever you want to call it. That's building.
There's going to be pushback for sure.
Oh yeah.
Definitely. Now this is just into the mind of these young girls today. Speaking of girls trying to be hip and socially acceptable, for 4th of July, they have a message for you.
All right, let's listen.
During Pride Month, for many obvious reasons, and America sucks right now. Yeah. And honestly, if you support it and choose to wear red, white, and blue.
You're
and
supporting be patriotic. Trump, racism, literally
You're
everything.
Supporting all of that, and it's disgusting, and you shouldn't. So don't wear red, white, and blue on 4th of July.
Wear
rainbow.
Yes. We want this, everyone to wear it. We don't want to see red, white, and blue posts. Like, yes. I don't want to see those Independence Day captions. I don't fucking know.
Caption your posts, hashtag all countries matter on 4th of July.
Yes.
I want to see,
rainbow flags
feet,
on cheeks.
Seeing everyone wearing yes. rainbows sparkles. And captions with...
They're a little bossy.
Oh my God, they're annoying. They're annoying. Like just deport yourself, okay?
Just deport.
From this horrible country. There's
a few seconds left here. Let's see what they bring.
Hashtag all countries matter. That's what I want to see. And spark.
Oh, that was it. Okay.
There's such twits.
Thank God for TikTok.
Cut it off real quick.
Thank God for TikTok.
Oh my gosh.
What would we do without TikTok?
Yeah, I know. All these young girls nowadays, well, they're not classy at all or sweet. There's no innocence. Yeah, they're bratty.
Well,
they're
in
your
race without tradition and
they're
dads.
Bitchy. And, they're annoying.
The race without tradition and...
My daughter is not going to be like that, let me tell you.
Yeah, we'll see if we have one, huh?
I just keep having boys, you know? That's okay. We need more boys.
Hey, I wanted to grift a little bit too. Obviously, you guys know, but there are a couple of ways if you want to join in on the Super Chats. DLive.tv/RedIceTV. They have diamonds and lemons and ice creams. I always forget which is which. Ninja Genies and Ninjets and stuff like that. DonorBox.org/Red-Ice and also EntropyStream.live/RedIceTV. And sometimes I am bad with keeping up with that, but I will keep an eye on it. And I see Lycan Warrior over there already. Let me do this real quick. $25. Thank you, Lycan Warrior. I appreciate that. Says the Federal Reserve is already up to top 5 investor in the stock market and bailing out Apple, Microsoft, and Berkshire. Or Berkshire, is that how you say it? Similar to a situation in Japan. Perhaps, quote, neo-communism will be ownership of capital by Federal Reserve. Central banks and entities such as BlackRock. Absolutely, you're completely correct. The way that the Fed has bought up debt is they've ventured into completely new territory. We covered that, I think, in the previous Weekend Warrior. It's actually really creepy, but all of this shit is happening like behind the scenes. You don't have any reporting on this, and they're like buying up and like taking more market share and venturing into areas that they never have before. I mean, it's you know, boomer tier, whatever, but I mean, it's just... The stuff that like Ron Paul has talked about for the years of like, you know, like break up the Fed, audit the Fed, break it up, like stop this bullshit. That's still true because these are these banking elites are the ones that hold like the power behind the scenes. It's
they
just
sure
a fact.
Do.
You know? Anyway, thank you, Lycan. Appreciate that. Okay. Yeah. So
two more. Sorry. Real quick.
Yeah, go
Ted,
ahead.
He said over on Donor Box, not important, but you made me curious. When you were vegan, what did you take for amino acids? That is the question.
Yeah,
and then
this
Brad,
is, what is
Brad
this now?
Grumba, thank you so much for Freedom Shekels.
10
nice
years
message.
Ago, when did I do this?
Before I met you.
Yeah, it was right before, actually. Like 2006 to 2009 or 8 or something like that. Mm-hmm. I think for a few years. I took supplements, but I can't remember anything specific. I mean, it's like I try to do everything you're supposed to do and stuff. But yeah, I mean, as I said, was the last show. It's just... It didn't work out for me. I was losing too much weight and stuff. And I was even like, oh, I have to take vitamin B12 shots and like to try to get energy back and stuff. And eventually it was just like, I'll just try to fall back on the omnivore diet. And that was like
yeah.
the best
And then
the best
I came
thing.
And yeah. I would, you know, miss love my red meat. Never going to give it up. So.
Yeah, yeah.
that
no,
changed.
It's just, and maybe it works for some. What is it, that book, the Eat Right for Your Blood Type?
Mm-hmm.
That could be a thing, right?
Yeah, I've tried that. I think it's pretty accurate.
Maybe the vegan diet works on some blood groups or something. I don't know what the cutoff point is
some
or
people.
Why some seem to pull it off while others don't. But omnivore always works very, very well for me.
Oh, positive. Positive people probably blood type is.
Do you think so? Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, there is a crisis here. America's running out of fireworks.
Yeah, they're all being used on white people right now, right?
Yeah, we've seen. That's interesting, right? Because we've seen an increase in the attacks on white people, but the cops and stuff with the fireworks. This has actually been going on for a few years in Europe. In a lot of these no-go zones, like France and Sweden, England, Germany. They are buying up and having a lot of fireworks. And, of course, you can get serious hurt by that. It's not just, you know, well, it's fireworks or whatever. Some of them are quite powerful. And if you're, you know, if it hits in the head or right in the vicinity, it could blow off your hand or something like that. So I just had this sneaking suspicion that with everything going on with this ongoing coup and Marxist revolution, the communist revolution right now, maybe they're buying up a lot of these stocks. I'm not sure, but we saw it popping up on the radar, what, a couple of months ago, and I haven't seen it previously in the States in this way. I've seen it in Europe before.
I remember when we lived in South Carolina, you can get fireworks any day of the week because people were just firing them off all the time. That really is a true stereotype, but it was pretty fun.
That was a lot of fun, yeah.
Like, so, fireworks again. What do they celebrate? Just because, you know, it's Wednesday night. Fireworks.
It's always a good time for fireworks. The fireworks business is booming so much that America may soon run out. And of course, they're blaming this on the, you know, supply chain and China, of course, being behind a lot of the supply and stuff like that. But yeah, we'll see. I think I'll try to get my hands on something. Maybe we can blow something up at least, huh? Okay.
Oh my gosh, I saw this. Basically, national parks. We could play the clip, but. Are being attacked because racism and separatism happens because too many white people go to state parks and enjoy nature on average more than non-white people. So a separatist self-segregation is happening. it's horror and terror, and we must bus in people non-white people immediately into all these other places. Actually, last time I went to the Grand Canyon, I remember seeing a bunch of foreigners. I guess Grand Canyon's probably like the main big tourist
spot.
Mostly Asians, granted. But yeah, Asians and white people probably like nature the most.
Should we play the clip?
Oh, yeah, it's hilarious.
All right, let's hit it.
For old and for young. And overwhelmingly white.
When you look around, you don't see the people white that you identify with.
Great white outdoors.
You don't feel welcome. You feel out of place. You feel literally like you are an outsider.
It's the forest lady. Maybe she's not used to northern forests.
Maybe it's because you are an outsider. How about that?
And the thing is, most people are just like that hike. They just do their own thing. And just, yeah. Oh, hi. Maybe if they see you on a trail or something. Oh, my God, I feel so out of place. I'm so uncomfortable. The racism.
But isn't that kind of fun? I mean, we talk about this all the time, right? But for argument's sake and for newcomers and stuff. So she can admit that she feels out of place if it's not people that look like her all around her. Yet the people who built the country, white people, Americans, and this, of course, is happening in Europe and other parts now, too. Nature reserves and parks are just too white, right? But we can't have the same feeling that we know that we're going to feel like strangers in our own country if we get replaced or we get outnumbered.
There's too many of us in the outdoors together, it's an existential crisis, says there. It's a crisis.
National park space.
Too many white
crisis.
People camping. And this 4th of July is just disgusting. The horror.
Oh, my God. The horror. I can't believe it.
I mean, they really don't want any white spaces anywhere. We've been talking about this for years. You can't even camp as a group without like having one of each represented.
Yeah, you'll have some kind of, devices
diversity
or something.
Ranger.
Maybe just an app on your phone that, make sure that there's enough blending all the time going on. Otherwise, it's a KKK meeting, right?
These people are psychotic.
Let's check it out.
Tarek is founder of Brown People Camping. When she was 8 years old, her family moved from India to Minnesota, where she fell in love with the outdoors.
It's so popular that she has to like start this for
20
it,
years
you know?
Later, she's still astonished not to see more people like her.
And that's our fault somehow. It's our fault, right?
What,
brown people
I mean,
don't want to go camp.
It's amazing that they can frame people, it in this way. It's
black people don't like bugs in the woods. Ooh, newsflash, you know?
But it's this, obviously she's complaining here, but it's like something needs to be done about it. It's not that woman in Finland, right? It's just fins and fins and fins here. And it's like, oh my God, what do we do about this?
You know? And you know what I've been waiting for? In. You know how in America, the national parks, the fees are outrageous to go in to some of these places, like $45 for a vehicle or something. Exactly.
Yeah,
oh, not white. Free, of course, by all means.
Absolutely. We need more. We're ashamed that we only had X amount of brown people entering into our park last year. Something has to change. Listen some more.
I might say, isn't this just that people of color don't like to camp?
Yeah. And to that I would say, no, right? That's a generalization. And they're just because something isn't happening or the presence of someone is missing does not mean they don't want to be there.
Americans of color. If they're not in the woods voluntarily, that means they don't want to be there. Or you're going to drag them with you by their hair to go camping.
But so again, it's an admission that if people like you are not around you, you feel white people make them feel uncomfortable. That's what she's saying there, right? That's what she's saying. If it's not too many white people, that's uncomfortable for me.
Well, there's a place called Mexico.
Well, India. Your parents came from there, and it's perfectly fine. But I mean, you have largely an entire ethnic group that is solely of your people.
And does she go to India and just say, oh my God, this is disgusting. There's so many of my people around here.
No. They're so blinded to their hatred and racism and anti-whiteness that they will never see. And we're supposed to feel empathy and sympathy and all these kinds of things. And we get hammered and we hear this 24/7, day and night, right? But they never take one moment to think about how we feel.
No,
right?
Of course not. How white and we could just be doing something innocent, like having a family camping trip, and then we get accosted in the woods for racism, you know? That's why they've been cracking down to saying that camping and these outdoor woods trips and stuff is fascism, the fascist revival of these eco-fascists that hang out in the woods
and do scary things in nature, you know, with their braids
and their camping gear.
Yeah, exactly. They're racist haircuts.
All right. Parks, campgrounds, and forest land are stubborn bastions of self-segregation.
Stubborn
15 national parks and untold state park. I saw two black people. She said she saw four.
I saw four.
That was 1995 when Frank and Audrey Peterman took their first road trip to explore the nation's natural wonders. The history of America's wilderness loomed large.
Historically, in the South in particular, many atrocious things that happened to black people are in the woods.
Racism was a factor at the
might get lynched or something. You know, the funny thing is, though, when I was in Africa and I was on safari there, guess what? It's all white people enjoying the woods there, too. And the bush and the animals and all that. Like, white people, we cataloged all the plants and the animals. And we named the forest, like, we like being outside. We are outdoor survival
people.
The
great white outdoors. Yeah. How do we break this down? What do we do? So this goes on for 8 minutes.
Yeah, we don't need a minute and a half
into this. But it reminded me of this. I showed it the other day in the No-Go Zone. The land expropriation of white farmer things is now going to commence in the United States.
It'll get there.
Redistribution without compensation. What was the exact the terms they use in South Africa? Right?
Communism.
Communism. Let's call it communism. It's easy, right? But racial, anti-white Bolshevism. White people own 98% of rural land. And somehow, of course, that's white people's fault, right? And it's always, and they go through the history and stuff. But basically, the solution to this, they say, well, it was taken unfairly from non-white people and stuff like that by whites who were just racially motivated, obviously. And so the idea is for white people to just give back, not for money or for anything. You just give it back to a non-white person. That's the solution.
And like, this is stupid because like no one is stopping a black person from putting seeds in the ground and growing food.
What you do is you buy a plot of land and then you grow your food there. There you go. Voila, you're a farmer. All right. Anyway, this bullshit was extended, so, of course, as we said as well, to the UK
tweet.
Yeah, this is from a few days ago, but BBC Countryfile. Talking about someone called Dwayne Fields. He found solace in the landscapes of the UK and beyond.
With his binoculars for a photo shoot.
Many in black, Asian, and minority ethnic groups see the countryside as being a white environment.
Because it is! It's where white people live. Oh, European people in the countryside of England. It's so racist and disgusting. The horror, right? Black guy said so, walking through the countryside with his binoculars for a photo op. So I took the words that they put in this BBC Countryfile tweet to substitute. The landscapes of Africa and beyond are seen as a black environment, but too many black people in the same area is racist. Africa is for everyone. Mm-hmm. Now they would pee their pants, right, if we printed that.
Yeah, well, that's colonialism, but what they're doing is just equalization of something that was wrong. So these no-go zone in places like in Europe, for example, we have large Muslim populations that are basically neo-colonialists, right? They're colonizing.
Don't build anything, though.
That's fine. No, of course, there's a difference. I mean, in many regards, the colonists that were of European descent, they went to places and they built stuff and they did things or whatever. But in the neocolonialism that we're seeing now comes to a country which is already established, and they become beneficiaries of the welfare state that's in place, for example. So you can't even compare the situations. It's completely different, right?
Yeah. And look at this. It's like a whole photo op. Where did they find this guy? I mean, they had to be there.
Dwayne Fields. What are you talking about? It's Dwayne Fields. Dwayne Fields.
It's a very African name.
Frogs. Is that short for frogs? proud scout ambassador, love the outdoors.
Like,
Woodland
no one's
Trust.
Stopping you from going and bird watching in the countryside. Like, you're not going to get lynched. Everybody knows that.
He takes pictures of swans. This is great.
A white one? Where's the black one?
I don't know.
It's I've seen one in Scotland before.
Clearly racism. Okay. So let's talk about this Mount Rushmore thing, right? MSNBC, of course, they're pushing hard now to lean into the uncomfort for white people here. But they are coming for Mount Rushmore. Check out this this piece here.
President Trump plans to celebrate Independence Day weekend with a showy display at Mount Rushmore. The Friday event is slated to include fighter jets and the first fireworks display in South Dakota's Black Hills since 2009. But his visit coincides with a national reckoning over racism and the toppling of monuments linked to America's prejudiced past. And according to many Native Americans and Native American activists, Mount Rushmore should be one of them. With me now is Nick Tilson, member of the Oglala Lakota tribe and the president of local activist organization.
I want to see your DNA test right now, man.
He is one of several activists planning to protest the president's Mount Rushmore visit. So, Nick, thanks so much for joining us. Tell us why you feel this way about Mount Rushmore.
Well, Mount Rushmore is, you know, stolen land from Lakota and indigenous people. And it's a symbolism of white supremacy and structural racism. You know?
Well, thank you for that. That was a good input. Never heard that before.
You just blew my mind. Oh my God.
Well, I mean,
now let's talk about what you guys were doing before the white man.
Well, not even that. I mean, it's like, yeah, it was conquered by the white man. But most countries that you see formulated in the world today was actually done on other conquered tribes.
That is correct, Henry.
It's just a fact. It's like, but you see, white people need to have their history singled out as a unique pillar in history of unique evilness and whatever.
Because they can cash in the pay, you know. But obviously Nick has some Euro admixture too, so he's
Tilson.
Nick Tilson. Yeah. And he's using the internet and electricity and pretty much everything in his house. So like I don't see you decolonizing your house, buddy. Decolonizing everything you use every day that these evil colonialists created for you.
Obviously, they're pushing for this now because there's a way in. They see that the system, whatever you want to call it, it's giving up, right? It's weak. It's like, okay, just fine. Statues topples and stuff. So the revenge campaign is like, all right, let's turn up the volume and let's just get it all smashed and destroyed, right? But again, I mean, it is kind of interesting. This is literally what like ISIS did when they took over territories down in the Middle Eastern regions, right? Blowing up statues of the Buddha and like, you know, this isn't ancient stuff, but that's irrelevant. It's stuff that, you know, people of European descent created and built, right? Anyway, let's listen a bit more here, and then we can move on.
They systematically stole this land from us as indigenous people, and then carved the faces of white colonizers, four white men who were colonizers, who contributed to the genocide of indigenous people. And so it's one of the most fundamental symbols of white supremacy in America. And the fact that the president is coming here to this place with such deep history of racism shows one of the narratives he's trying to perpetuate.
And it was wrong.
He's a white supremacist.
It was wrong when Europeans came and brought multiculturalism and diversity and said, open your arms. This is globalism after all, right? You know?
Why did they not have to share
exactly
their land?
So it's wrong when they do it, but it's right when the whole world now can come and steal and diversify.
Again, it's simple on it because the correct solution is if white people somehow benefit or perpetuate themselves or whiteness from it, then it's wrong. And everything that's anti-white, that's correct. Right? That's the only position you have to take.
All of a sudden, these people that are, oh, no race, we're all one world, oh, open borders, diversity. They had a problem. The Europeans came and were enjoying that diversity, bringing that diversity, huh?
All right.
Jeez. Anyway, it took 15 years to create that, by the way. It'll probably take 5 seconds to blow it up. But I made a joke about what they would like to replace it. Remember, there's been jokes flying around about this all the time, about the, you know, the Marxists, the communist faces that they would love to have
that's
up
right.
there.
The image of that there.
Yeah,
here we go.
About that. Yep, but I would. They would probably also want a black fist, or just at this point, just a ding dong, and then somewhere like a trans person in the mix. Got to have more women too. So got to just take all that. But I'll remind you, Lenin was half Asian, half Jewish, and then of course we have an Asian man, and then we have Stalin actually was a European man, right?
Limau.
And then Marx, who was a Jewish man. Mm-hmm. So you know.
Yeah, it's very diverse. In other words. Very diverse. All right, let's do a couple of these here. Homeless dudes with guns. Sounds like Dominus has never engaged with bullshit bitches. Hail Red Eyes. Thank you for that. Simon Coates with a diamond. Says, fireworks tomorrow. Cover for Antifa / BLM gunshots. Yeah, I mean, it is possible. Remember that? We showed some videos out of, I think it was France, essentially. Germany. I would say Germany. Tons of fireworks are going off at the same time, and these criminals are running around with their guns. And I don't know if it was some gang warfare or something, but they took the opportunity of shooting people.
That's
and stuff.
Right.
So it's very possible. Thank you. Jay Berrick with a Ninjagini, rather, says, Merca, baby, I will die with my boots on. Happy 4th, my friends. Slante. Well, thank you. Don't give up. Don't let these people push you back and push you around, you know. You're absolutely right. Thank you for that. Me and my zoo with a diamond says, hashtag, I guess, procreation, not recreation. Thank you for that. Me and my zoo, appreciate it. HM1 with a diamond. Love you guys. Well, we love you too, man. Thank you. Conrad Kurz sends a diamond over on DLive here as well and says, always uplifting to see our lovely queen.
Thank you.
Shout out for you there.
And then... Are you still going?
I'm still going.
Okay.
Yeah. West Michigan Groiper with a diamond says, "How is this real? When did the simulation start?" I think that we might already have been living in a simulation all along, right? Which there is that take on that, right?
Like I've done shows on that. 2006.
Yeah. Check some of those archives out because something weird is going on here. Let me tell you.
We're in some alt universe that never should be. We're in the Twilight Zone now.
It's definitely Twilight Zone. But I mean, either there was a switch at some point, either was that like we became the pod people. I have a story right at the end, by the way, regarding that. We're turning into synthetic pod people now. But anyway, either that switch already happened or it was from the beginning. I don't know which one yet, but there's a switch, bait and switch that's occurred here. My point is we don't live in reality anymore. Draconian Gift of Death with a diamond says, nothing says terrorism like loving Europeans. Yeah, exactly. It's crazy. Moondog 76 with a diamond says she wants something that isn't natural. I guess referencing to the...
brown camping.
The camping, yeah, exactly. thank you for that. Mr. Nosberg, good to see you as well. Mr. Nosberg with a Ninjagini says, these people have zero respect for nature. City Hispanics come to our parks and litter in all in the woods, he says there. Yeah, we've seen that a few times, actually. Thank you, Mr. Nosberg. Appreciate that. Black Philip with a diamond says, why would they think they love the woods? No toilets. Black Philip again with a diamond. Hope they target the evil Statue of Liberty soon. At least the plaque they can take down.
Yeah,
how about
the
that?
Plaque.
We can give them the plaque.
Yeah,
right?
Don't care much for that.
No. Silosopher, good to see you as well, man. Sends a diamond. Thank you. Thank you for everyone setting up subs and stuff. I'll just pass those for now because otherwise we'll be here all day. Angry White Soccer Mom with a Ninjagini. Thank you. No
nice
message. Very cool name. Right Honorable with a diamond. It says, keep up the good work. Happy 4th of July. Thank you for being here. Same to you. Draconian Gift of Death again with the diamond says, lean into the lunacy. Happy full moon. Is it full moon
it
out?
Is,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, watch out because things might get heated here tomorrow. Mr. White Tuber with a diamond says, that Indian sounded drunk. It could very well be. B Kitten with a diamond, no message, thank you. Wooda, I think it is, with a diamond says, Lana's age on Vicky can't be right, looks too good. Yeah, well, you're aging well, so I don't
I'm
know
old,
what is
people.
It correct? I mean,
I'm
most
old.
Things are wrong.
I don't know. I have to go check it out and see what's
confirm.
Happening.
Yeah, White moves first with a diamond.
Every time I go there, something drastically just goes downhill. Something new gets added. I'm like, oh, really? That's what happened in my life?
Okay, yeah, exactly. Yo, oh, please tell me about my life and my opinions and my thoughts and who I am. It's amazing reading about reading those things.
Yeah,
White moves first with a diamond. Thank you. No message. Obergreuper with a diamond as well. Actually, two in a row. No message. Thank you. Do you have a couple, Lana?
Yeah, our honorary Chinaman. Hello, hello. They're forgetting Uncle Jared Taylor was born and raised in Japan. That makes him an Asian man sharing with us his culturally diverse Japanese wisdom. And that's absolutely true, right?
That is true,
and
actually.
What if he identifies as a Japanese person? I like that. Dare Cherusker. The modern world is sick and the situation is getting harder. And whenever it's hard, I always think about this old and inspirational poem. Herman was first. He gathered the brave, the mark of the sun wheel. Odin then gave throw blankers and scabbard away out of sight to Ragnarok sail the glorious fight. Thank
nice.
You.
Thank you for that.
Throw blankers, huh? What's that? Sounds cool.
Is it something lost in translation?
No, I'm not sure, but it sounds
right.
cool. we'll go with that.
But it sounds cool anyway. All right, I guess we could play this real quick. There was the feds have arrested a Antifa member, a violent Antifa member called Jason Charter. Is it Charter? I think you pronounce
Charter.
It.
Charter.
who was arrested at his residence Thursday morning for being one of the ringleaders who actually tried to get the Andrew Jackson statue by the White House in D.C. torn down here, I think, a couple of days ago. Let's check out the clip from Fox News here, see what they say about this. And then this always happened. I love that. It's like, just because I don't play it right away. And look at this. Now there's going to be an ad. We have to pause there. We can show some photos of this great gentleman in the meantime.
And I just want to say, too, he's the same guy who caused violence in Charlottesville during the whole big showdown.
Yeah,
here's the same guy was a ringleader that was present there.
There's the... there's
lovely.
Jason.
This looks like a guy you want to take home and meet your grandma, huh?
I guess so. All right, here we go. Let's listen to this here.
Yes, we're standing by at the federal courthouse here in D.C., where we expect him to make an appearance perhaps later today. This great information coming from our Justice Department producer, Jake Gibson. Let me read from Jake's email, which he just sent our way. Quoting, law enforcement sources tell Fox News that Jason Charter was arrested at his residence on Thursday morning without incident and charged with destruction of federal property. These sources add that Mr. Charter has connections to Antifa and was in a leadership role on the night of June 22nd. When a large group of protesters tried to pull down the statue of Andrew Jackson in Lafayette Park. We also know that ATF agents are on the hunt for more suspects, and they are offering rewards of up to $10,000 per destruction of statue. Rewards also being offered for the arson of St. John.
Why is there no cops there stopping this, by the way?
Letting it happen.
How are they just getting away with
it? I mean, especially remember when we went to D.C. and we were just filming outside of the courthouse.
Oh, there was...
Remember that? There's some guys in black right showed up immediately. Who are you? What are you doing? What are you filming? But then they could just go tear down statues anywhere, these government sites.
So he has to stop the alt-right where he's punching a Nazi, kicking a Nazi in the gut on his Twitter page here. So this is a very stunning and brave individual. Yeah. Here he is, right there.
Oh, jeez.
He was heavily ratioed, though, on a lot of the recent posts on Twitter, which was kind of funny to watch. But
doing a lot of drugs.
It's something going on there, yeah, for sure.
Yikes.
Check out Jason R. Charter on Twitter there.
Well, political, you know, he's going to get off, right?
If he didn't get busted
in Charlottesville, then he's not going to get busted here.
Charlottesville was a setup. It was an inside thing that was meant to be turned into what it is here. Here, I don't know. I mean, I do still think that there are some people up in the maybe Justice Department or something that are interested in trying to nail these. But it remains to be seen. Most others, they've had their charges dropped, right? Andy Ngo reports on this all the time. All right. Anyway, so that happens. So, federal charges, I guess, if it's coupled with what Trump had some executive order, they could get 10 years in prison for that. So, but again, these are violent, psychopathic individuals that are clearly insane, if you look at it. Hey, I want to show you guys this real quick, too. I'm not going to go through it all, but it was actually authored by Kurt Nemo. Has a blog, Another Day in the Empire. It was reposted by Zero Hedge and speaks to this issue that we talked about of year zero, right? He picked up on this too. A lot of other people know that because they know the Marxist history and how they treat these kinds of things that, right, you know, they have these resets throughout history. And so he went through some of like what Pol Pot did, a student of Mao, how some of these Communist Party people and stuff.
Rewriting,
basically,
renaming everything.
Yeah, renaming. They go back in. They look over sciences. They look over basically everything that they can to parse it through the lens and the filter of Marxism and communism. And if it doesn't, you know, fit or whatever, it's either rewritten or taken out and stuff like that. So we're at that right now. And it goes through that. Fast forward to 2020. The founder of the Black Lives Matter movement proudly admits that she is a trained Marxist. We pray that, play that clip, right? And he goes through how, like, you know, this is basically a great reset that's happening right now. And that's why I think if they pull this off, this will be their year zero.
And that's why it's so important to control the internet, because it's going to be the greatest archives of human history that people can go back to and look at. And that's what we were thinking in terms of YouTube, too, right? Like, all these future generations can go back and watch all these videos and stuff. No, they just want to scrub all that because they want to control the history, right? He who controls the past controls the future, right?
Yeah. And he says that here, too. Pulling down statues of Confederate generals and former presidents, it's only the beginning. The BLM Antifa Marxists are more attuned to Herbert Marcuse than Lenin or Trotsky. A policy of unequal treatment would protect radicalism on the left against that of the right, Marcuse wrote in 1965. Liberating tolerance then would mean intolerance against movements from the right and toleration of movements from the left, he continued. Marcuse dismissed the idea of individual liberty protected by law in favor of Marxist society favoring ostensibly oppressed groups at the expense of everybody else. Such a society, Marcuse wrote, would demand, quote, the withdrawal of toleration of speech and assembly from groups and movements.
Do we have a picture of Herbert Marcuse? I want to find that again.
Even justified violence, obviously. There is a natural right of resistance for oppressed and overpowered minorities to use extra legal means if the legal ones have proven to be inadequate. But this is, of course, funny because obviously these people always end up in a position of dominance where they have, when you have another group becoming the victims, which of course in this pancake would flip on itself and they found themselves to be the oppressors as opposed to the oppressed, the supposed oppressed.
And the fact that these people today are playing victims when as we've said, all of corporate America is bending a knee, all of Hollywood, celebrities, major institutions, millions are going God knows where. Here we're donating to Black Lives Matter. Where's that money go? We'll show later too with even Guinness.
Yeah. And of course it kind of ties it together too that most of the revolutionary movements throughout history were funded by big banking interests, right? Russia, they didn't want to have a competitor. At the time, Nicholas, the Tsar, was it the second, he had even looked at towards America. It's like, oh, that's an interesting system and stuff, but they didn't want an industrial competitor to achieve the kind of things that America was doing. They needed singular control of the things that they did. So that's why Max Warburg and Aschberg, the guy, the Jewish banker out of Stockholm, he funded it. There was a lot of other banks at the time that funded it. Rothschild money was parsed through as well.
So it's never organic. Most revolutions, I think, that we've seen.
Yeah, so it's contrived. There's always
are not organic.
These people are useless idiots. These revolutionaries who think that they're the ones who are going to win at the end of this.
And every time I hear them say revolution, I'm just god.
Well, I mean, it is in the word. It's just that you just go around and around and around. You don't get anywhere. It's a hamster wheel. It just revolves around its own axis, and then here we're back at square one again. You know.
Let's break out of this cycle. That's what we need to
exactly. That's just it. I guess we can do a couple more of these before we go hit the next story here. Back up here. Sometimes I lose my space.
I can get Double Dog real quick.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I don't know if I can trust a former vegan. You can always be a medieval vegetarian. They don't think seafood was meat, and they didn't take no flack from witches.
Yeah, luckily I broke out of that. But at least I tried it. I mean, I think it's pretty good. I went through the gambit from like New Ageism to, very metaphysical topics and symbolism and conspiracy, all kinds of. I've been the full spectrum. No one can accuse me of saying, oh, you're close-minded and you haven't looked into this or that. Like, I've looked into everything.
Yeah, me too. So, hey, I heard Angelo John Gage is doing a little trial there with veganism. I'm curious to see how that's going to go.
Yeah, hopefully it goes well for him. But my experience was, it was fun. It was worth a shot, but it just didn't work out.
I would die. It takes me a lot to gain weight. So just eating carrots. No, I'll die.
Yeah. Obviously there's some other things they parse in there, but yeah.
Yeah.
Tawny Madame Mayhem, I think it is, with a Ninjagini says, as a South Dakotan resident, I could tell you a few things firsthand. The Indian reservations are desolate. Interesting. Thank you for that, Tawny Madame. Space Cowboy 14 with the diamond says our revenge will be biblical. They have no idea. Tawny again with the diamond says these people of the land don't know how to farm. That's funny. McCooley with a Ninjagini, thank you, appreciate that. And Tawny Madame again with a Ninjagini says the dilapidated reses. I guess it's that reference to the Raz was in the Chaz Chop Zone in Seattle. These reservations, I guess. Yeah, these dilapidated reservations are total shitholes. Disgusting. I can't express it in just 100 characters. Yeah, I know they limit you. I think it would be better if they opened up a few more. 200 would be good. But anyway, thank you, Tawny. I appreciate that. Alan Harris with a diamond says panel forced to wear BLM badges on soccer show in the UK.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, because it's such a problem there in the UK.
It's amazing how England has been pushed into this too.
Well, all the NBA too, they're doing Black Lives Matter, I heard, in the stands for like the whole season. And on their jerseys too, it's going to say, you know, SJW messages.
Yeah, they could have, that they could have their own, or was it like
I think they can have their own.
Formulated message for them.
Might as well just have F Whitey, because that's what it's going to be. They're making millions off of a game that colonialists invented, right? That white guys are supporting, and they're still crying.
Panel forced. Yeah, I see this here. Is this must be the reference to it? Now, this is an opinion piece that says that they shouldn't do it or whatever. But yeah, exclusive. BBC rules that staff should not wear Black Lives Matter badges on air. So did they turn back on that? Or is this something else? What panel it is? Maybe it's just a different panel.
Because then it'll expose that all of their staff is leftist.
Well, even if they work there and are not, and they're forced to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm just searching for that too. Premier League refuses to drop Black Lives Matter badge. Yeah, see, they have gone into this too. And anyway, I'll search more on that later. Thank you, Alan. I appreciate that. Brigishian 90. Sorry if I mispronounced that. With the diamond says, tell everyone to never let their heads drop. Hail. Well, keep your chin up. That's right. Thank you. Amir Arian, good to see you as well. Here's sending a diamond. It says redicemembers.com. Well, thank you for the plug, sir. I appreciate that. Mr. Noseberg with a diamond says Jason Charter was allowed at CPAC. Yeah, he did some. I saw he has that linked up on his Twitter profile when I was in there. It was the false flag of he was part of handing out Russian flags with the Trump printed on it. And these conservatives are waving them around and they thought that this was so funny. But yeah, he was allowed in there. These communists like the Chapo Trap House, they can be in at CPAC and stuff.
What's his name? Jared, the little meanwhile, boy.
Yeah. Meanwhile, of course, you have just slightly edgy nationalists or get kicked out of CPAC.
Patrick Casey, Nicholas Fuentes, Vince.
It's I don't know. It's just so aggravating, right?
But pretty sure Michelle Malkin's not welcome anymore either.
No, I would be exactly. She did a pretty explosive speech there last time.
The
right?
New face of white supremacy.
anyway. Cool. Simon Coates with a diamond says Chas, highest ever murder rate per capita. Yeah, if we do have time, maybe end with it or something. I have a clip on
you don't say.
That has all the violent acts that had happened happened in Chas / Chop since they opened to since they were closed, whatever you call it, or taken back by the police and stuff like that. But the diamond says
communists are violent.
Well, I don't know. I think that's a fascist conspiracy theory and stuff like that. But the diamond says thoughts on BLM versus Zionism and stuff like that. Yeah, very interesting. I saw that the UK branch were tweeting out that they were standing with Palestine. And of course, we covered, I forget if it was No Go Zone or Flashback Friday.
Palestine
but
doesn't stand with you, unfortunately, right?
Right. No, that too. But also the fact that these very wealthy Israel lobbyists had actually approached and housed. They had, had a dinner for 40 of the most influential BLM members. Remember, there was an Israeli activist that had. Mm-hmm. It was exposed in the Al Jazeera documentary. And they basically tried to get them to don't go down this anti-Israel route now. Mm-hmm. You just need to be anti-white, stick to that, okay? And in some regards, they did manage to control them and push them in that direction. But there is schisms inside internally of BLM. But I don't think that will not. There are enough establishment, both funded and everything. I mean, BlackRock, Goldman Sachs gives these organizations millions.
I just saw something about 400 synagogues or rabbis or something signed some letter. You know, they're always signing these letters about things they support.
Right.
This declaration about Black Lives Matter.
Yeah. I think we should drive that wedge vehemently. Israel, Palestine, where does BLM stand? And, you know,
it's a soft spot for sure.
Yeah, so that's a very interesting. So again, I don't know how that will parse out, but that's very interesting. Okay, let's do this one then. Actually, it was the Virginia one I wanted to do first. New law requires Virginia police officers to record drivers' race during traffic stops. They're also going to ask them about gender. Check this out here.
Virginia must now record a driver's race during traffic stops. The Commonwealth wants to be able to track whether groups are disproportionately being stopped by different departments. As News 4 Shamari Stone reports, the new law was proposed long before the recent fight for racial justice.
I'm elated. Excited about it.
It's a big day for Virginia Delegate Luke Torian. A bill he introduced a year ago became a new law today.
Mm-hmm. I was very pleased that we were able to get the legislation passed.
Police officers across Virginia are now required to record the driver's race every time they make a traffic stop.
It's rather ironic that the legislation was signed into law and became effective today. With all that is
Virginia
happening
is
in the country.
Gone.
The law is called the Community Policing Act. Delegate Torian tells me the legislation will help show whether certain groups of people are disproportionately stopped by police officers.
What if they have disproportionate reasons for being stopped?
What if there's disproportionate traffic violations occur? What then? But I would assume also that this would entail that They can't assume what race you are, right?
They have to ask, and then you, they had something else where they have to ask what you identify as and stuff. So then if I ever get pulled over again, I'll just say I identify as a black trans person, and then I will get out of a ticket.
It's very possible, right? Because I think something's obviously coming at the tail end of something like this, right?
Yeah.
Now they gather the statistics for it, and then it turns out, oh my God, they disproportionately pull over non-white people or something. This has to change, right? So then they can actually stop issuing traffic violations because they're non-white.
Yeah.
And remember, there was that cop on Joe Rogan's show. This is, we went after white people disproportionately.
Yeah. Because we would get in trouble if it was too many black people, even if they were doing bad things.
Yep. This one as well, unfortunately, the Daily Wire, don't pick it up too often, but there you go. University memo suggests fighting systemic racism is necessary if applying for enrollment and employment. A memo sent out by University of Colorado Boulder officials on June 5th to all students and employees states that systemic racism exists and asserts that applicants to the school must be willing to, quote, combat systemic racism. Because that would be a, quote, non-negotiable condition of enrollment and employment.
Well, they already have that.
I know, but like you have to actively prove that you fight against this.
They have to see your social media feed. They need proof. You have to sign and notarize this letter, this like oath that you're going to fight white people, basically, right?
Yeah, yeah. And they go on here in the letter. I'm not going to go through this, but this is through the rest. But
Colorado's got problems. Remember when it was just a nice state where white people enjoyed the great white outdoors and they went hiking and skiing and there these like ritzy little ski towns and
well, that's bad. That's
wasn't
racist.
About any of this.
All these white people with their skiing. All right, so we can watch this three videos very quickly in succession to see how things deteriorated here. Let's begin with this one.
Next person who has the sheer nerve, the sheer entitled caucasity to say all lives matter, I'ma stab you. I'ma stab you. And while you're struggling and bleeding out, I'm gonna show you my paper cut and say, my cut matters too. The next person who has.
All right. And wow, I think if
girls got some anger issues, huh?
I think a day later, this happened.
I know this is what Trump supporters wanted. Because standing up for Black Lives Matter put me in a place online to be seen by millions of people.
You call for the stabbing of people.
Yeah,
it was, she did. That's not standing. Well, I guess if that's standing, I guess that's true, though. I'll give her a little bit more credit. I guess standing up for Black Lives Matter meaning stabbing people
others,
that say
yeah.
all lives matter. And who says all lives matter? Well, mostly white people, right? It would say.
Now, are those contacts or is she
possibly half,
European?
Yeah, half,
it's always the ones that are mixed, what is their problem?
Yeah. Anyway, jeez. More here. Come on, Twitter.
The job that I had worked really hard to get. And meant a lot to me. Just called me and fired me because of everything. I don't know if everyone's seen, but it's been circulating a lot. My Black Lives Matter TikToks were picked up by conservatives and spread and shared. And people were demanding that I be fired, which I just got. My job that I was really hard for. I know this is what Trump supporters wanted.
Tears.
Like,
and,
you literally look like a psycho chick. They're saying, I'll stab you. And then you're shocked that anything came of that.
If you say dumb things, you get in trouble. Now, Flip, I mean, should she lose her job?
Yes.
I don't know. But the fact also is that the difference here is, and there's a third one and actually a fourth one from a previous thing, but... You know, yeah, this is a dumb thing to say, right? So there'll be consequences of that. But at the same time, she's not in a situation like if a right winger or a white person who just doesn't, you know, feel guilt and back down on them being white or whatever would have done something like this. There's literally no one that would employ you. Black Lives Matter has been backed, as we said, with virtually every single transnational mega corporation in the world, including banks. In other words, there'd probably be companies lining up to employ this person just to show solidarity with, like, well, we stand with you.
Exactly.
Kind of thing.
We feel so sorry for you. We'll give you a job.
Exactly. I mean, she's going to be
starting
fine.
At $100,000 a year.
we'll get a department at some kind of like head of communications at some big company or something like that. Anyway, here's number three.
God, who are these people that film themselves and they're all emotional
like that?
My job
away from me.
The new age.
I have gotten death threats, rape threats, violent threats. It was okay. But now it's just like my future. My future is entirely compromised because Trump supporters have decided to come for my life.
That's all Trump supporters. Yeah. Always.
I'm too strong for you. I'm too strong for any of you. All lives matter. Raises Trump supporters.
Oh my gosh.
It sucks, but it doesn't suck as much as systemic racism. And I'm not going to stop using my platform to advocate for it. And I'm sorry, Deloitte, that you can't see that. That you are cowardice enough to fight somebody who's going to make an indelible change in the world and is going to have an impact.
Oh my gosh.
All right, lift yourself up on this pedestal a little
cringe.
More, will
you? Cringe!
So this was filtered out from earlier. I forget when. I think it's just maybe a couple of months ago or maybe even a couple of weeks ago. But just to give you the frame of mind of someone who says, you know, we're going to stab you if you say all lives matter, right? Listen to this here.
Okay, believe it or not, I'm really not trying to start anything, but have you ever just wondered what life would be like if you were just the standard of beauty? Like, if you were just a tall, like, blonde, blue-eyed girl with, like, a tiny waist and, like...
Doesn't she have blue eyes?
Fat ass and, like, some, you know, honkers, just, like, what life would be like? Like, how different the world would be if you just had everything going for you.
So she's anti-white. Big surprise, right? It's always this, like, all right.
It's always some vengeance, it's jealousy. It's always about looks and, yeah. with these chicks, too. What the hell, it's just, you know? It's always about that. It's just, oh my God.
Yeah. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
and all guess right. what? In Asia, they find Asian girls most beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
God.
All right. Let me do a couple more of these here. Let me back up here. I wish the DLive activity feed would just kind of sit in one location.
As yeah, because it's hard to chase it all down.
Bounce down again, yeah. Where are we here? Thought we did that one. Desi Mac, I think, is the next one up here. Sent a diamond and says, howdy all. Howdy to you. Good to see you, Desi. Shroon again with the diamond says, traffic stops, curb self-destructive driving. Muhaha. Thank you for that. Knob, I think it is. With a diamond shout out to BS, Dreaming of Beautiful Europe. Thank you for that. Red Ice Fan with a diamond says, you know her late mother was a Jew. Draconian Gimp of Death with a diamond says, be confident the perpetrators are insane and talentless. Yeah, for the most part. But again, you get but they have backing of really, really sly ones.
Yes, they do.
I mean, you didn't say unintelligent, which of course is true. Yeah. Thank you. Desi Mac 13 with a diamond says, does she realize they think of her as white?
Yeah, I mean, she's clearly Euro admixture, too. And
is that in reference like, to the
girl that was there? It sounds like she's just mad that she's not blonde and has a cute body because her body was,
Yeah. Or was it in reference to another? No, it's got to be that one.
It's always that with these girls. I'm just jealous.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It seems that they're very... It seems mean to put them in that situation. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like they just they hate their half white side. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They're mm-hmm. almost more vehement yeah. than people who are just, you know, full Asian or whatever, or full anything.
And also, certain beauty ideals exist in the West, and it's going to be white,
blonde,
and trim. And it's like, of course, duh. Other country, they've got their people's beauty ideals.
Exactly. And then, of course, if they don't or whatever, it's because, like, well, because of movies or something like that, which is like, well, you can do your own movies with your own people
well,
in them then.
Of course. You know. And then, you know, like in China and India and those places, they like more fair-looking women too. They just prefer that, but then it's our fault.
Yeah, of course. It's like, these are just internal things. But you're not going to change beauty ideals over... These Marxists, they think they're going to upset and reverse nature and what people really think and whatever. And it's like... and in Western societies, like some people might fool themselves, but you're not going to just like convince us that like
200
fat
pounds
women
is, hot.
Is like no. the greatest thing ever. It's like, no, it's just not going to happen. Jay Barrick with a Ninja Guinea says, white lives matter. Fire me. Systemic racism does not exist, not in the direct in the direction most think. Yeah, I mean, if it was argued ever that systemic and, you know, does systemic racism exist? It was like, yes, against
white people,
obviously.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jay Barrick, for that. Appreciate it. White moves first with a diamond. We tall / blonde / skinny white girls get white racism.
Yeah, that's all right. The time.
Oh my gosh.
I remember when I was younger, too, and I was in a rehearsing for a band. And it was in LA, and we were going to our rehearsal studio. There was this pack of Mexican girls. I was like, you white bitch, you skinny cunt, you blonde. You know, I used to get that all the time.
Yep. Like, they totally
so
don't
much
have any
love.
Hate. Yeah, totally
so
no
much
hate.
Love.
Yeah. Knob Knob again with a diamond says, how can that Asian girl be so smart yet so dumb? Yep. White Moose, Moose First with the diamond says, it's such a fad now to fake cry on social media. Yeah, exactly. I mean, was it really that bad? I don't know. But at the same time, a lot of these people are really weak. They get the slightest little pushback.
They have mental problems.
And if this got a little viral-esque, right, then yeah, she would probably be...
They wouldn't last 2 seconds in our shoes. This woman wouldn't last a second in my shoes. She would just crumble and melt and turn into goo.
Yep.
Like she reads one comment and just freaks out and has a mental breakdown.
Yep.
She also sounds like a liar.
Probably.
Yeah, this one. This was a pregnant white woman and her husband. Turns out they were charged with assault after this video was seen. We'll play the whole video because mm-hmm. the video that was going around was like, oh, this poor black woman had a gun pointed in her face
for
by
no
this crazy Karen, you know?
Whatsoever.
No reason. Then you find the Karen. Full video and then, okay.
Yeah.
All and right. She's pregnant, by the way.
So, yeah, exactly. So, again, it picked up from, when did they cut it? They cut it from essentially... here somewhere is where they picked up.
Oh my God, this woman just with a
all
gun
of a sudden
out of
she's
nowhere.
Just taking out a gun because she's a white racist, right? At 1:49. So all this beginning here,
and
they leave out.
Wants
my husband's just like, what's happening?
Violate a 15-year-old.
No, I'm asking a question. She's a child.
She walked into me when
so
I was.
So she did something wrong. She needs to apologize. If she did
this
something
ignorant woman, apologize. This ignorant woman
if
bumped into a 15-year-old.
Right? Correct?
And you're on camera.
Okay.
You're feeling threatened.
Okay, well, go in.
No, Mom.
I'm
she,
not,
it's always
I'm
you
not,
ignorant.
This is blocking me from getting
no,
in my car.
No, we weren't. No, we weren't. No, we weren't. You're ignorant.
Go ahead. Call the police.
No,
we will. But you're not going to sit there and violate.
No, she's pregnant.
She's ignorant.
Do it, bitch. Do it.
Do it, bitch.
She's very ignorant.
Dumbass bitch.
Getting in her face, calling her names.
Beat your white ass.
See, white ass, you bitch, you dumb.
Please, please,
do something. Do something.
Please.
Who the fuck do you think you guys are?
Who do you think you are?
Who do you white think you are?
You calling her name? Yeah. She did nothing to you.
Yeah, I
did
it. I did it. No, you didn't.
No, you
didn't. You're very racist and ignorant.
You're racist because you're calling her
name. No, you bumped it. She bumped it to me.
And she probably didn't. It was just like she walked by. She's pregnant. She's big.
Why would you calling her? Why would you bump her?
This is not that
why
type of world.
Why would you bump her?
White people
why
are racist.
Why would you bump her?
No one's
why
racist.
Why would you bump her?
I care
you
about
say
you.
Sorry?
I care
why
about
did
you.
Why did you say sorry?
And I'm sorry if you.
Why
had
did
an
you say sorry?
If
you
someone
bumped into
you
her, why did
like
you
that.
Say sorry?
No one is racist.
If you didn't,
I'm sorry if
you
had something like that happen. Ignorant. Ignorant.
Like she's saying sorry
she's
to this
calmly
woman.
Try to like okay like
the, this
down.
Black woman makes it all about race, you know, sometimes you get these people are so full of themselves like you looking at me, you bump into me, and it wasn't like that at all, but they make it all about their ego and this challenge and they
oh,
want
to fight
you for it's it
a white,
you know
he's a white person, let's fight them, you know,
yeah.
kind of thing.
So
all right,
continues.
It continues here.
Very my watch.
Oh, they hit the car.
Get the fuck away from me!
You don't get out of my face!
You better get out of my fucking
face
right now. Get away.
Get the fuck
away. Get the fuck away. Get the fuck away.
Get back. Hey,
and they
worth,
have a reason.
Like
I mean, come on. They've been
get
watching.
Back.
Look at this. The husband just standing there. It's just funny. The doughboy.
Yeah.
But it's like after like all these white people being attacked by these Black Lives Matter peaceful protesters, you know, some white people are a little on edge when there's people jumping on their car and stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
getting in their face.
Some of us have seen footage now for almost a month of like houses being burnt down, people being beaten up indiscriminately in the streets, being chased down, being stomped
out. She's probably
out.
Seen a couple of those too.
It could be very, very possible, right? But yes, as far as I saw, they hit the car right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
She hit the window, and that's when she comes out, and it's like you back up, get back. But the other video I saw was from the other angle, so that was the one beginning at this point when she, you know, first holds the gun at her. And that's the only thing that they showed, right? So
of
for
course,
no reason
so
whatsoever,
dishonest.
This Karen,
always.
Right? This Karen, just look at what she did
and
with
she's
this, her
pregnant.
Weapon.
You know, they don't care. Yeah. They hate her. They hate her because she's white.
Get away. Call the cops right now. Call them.
Oh.
Call the cops.
Get the fuck away.
Look at
call the cops.
Now they want the cops too. The blacks also.
Call them now.
Call
the car. Call them. I'm telling. Get them.
Call the cops.
Get the license plate. Get the license plate now. Because you were never about to hit me with the damn
don't
car.
You, fuck
you about
no.
to hit me with the car?
Fuck
oh, don't be up with the gun, Donald. Call Richard back up to the police. Call Richard back up here now.
I got it.
Don't you fucking jump behind
oh,
my
no,
car.
No, I ain't jumping behind your car. What
don't
the
you fucking
you're
come up.
Mom,
stop moving.
Get the fuck back.
Mom.
Get
fuck the Worski encounter.
Yes.
So she jets in a car.
Mom, and
she
goes
away. Jumps inside and they drive away, right? So nothing happened.
Like, don't mess with a pregnant hormonal woman and get in her face and like attack her car and like just.
These white people, they're so racist. They both went out of my mama, both of them. It was a white lady and a white man.
Oh, there was a white person. Oh,
it's
my
racism.
God.
Anytime someone does anything, it's racism. Yep. I tripped and fell. This racist white woman made me do
it. Isn't this wonderful that we have these mixed, forced, multicultural societies where every little issue is, and I've said it before, but like every single interaction, potential exhausting. Mistake, potential, it's going to be filtered through the racist lens, yeah. Right? And it's not going to be. It's you can't live like this. It's impossible.
You don't feel good for a second, and you look at someone weird, and they're like, "Oh my god,
racism and
racism,
white supremacy." Film them, put them on social media.
Yeah,
and
right away
they're
whipping
Karen.
Out the cams too because they're cam wars. They're going to have the GoFundMe. Oh my god, I'm so traumatized. Donate here, you know.
Yeah, let's play the rest. I mean, again, they just drive away and that's it, right? But so basically, this couple now have been charged
with assault. And what did the husband do? He just sat around and was watching these women go at it.
Crazy.
Crazy so what's going to happen? They came and arrested this pregnant woman. Yep. I mean, what's that going to... I mean, the stress of that and everything.
So basically, you cannot... If you're white, you can't defend yourself. You can't stand up for yourself because you...
That's why
you
can't live around these people.
End up in trouble, right?
You got to live far, far away from these people.
Crazy, crazy. All right, let me do a couple of these while we're on it here. Where are we? Shroom sends another diamond. It says, "Hail the strength of Lana, the queen of resilience." thank you, Shroom. Tawny Madame Mayhem again with a ninja guinea. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that. Says, "That pregnant white woman got charged with a felony and her husband got fired." That's right. Her husband got fired.
Yeah,
too.
That's right. That's amazing. And all he was like, calm down, calm down. He was
didn't
so
do anything.
Mellow.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how mellow or how nice you are. You are white. Therefore, you are guilty and you are racist. But if you have any kind of confrontation with someone that happens to be not white, it's always something about racism.
I'm just thinking.
It can't just be two humans having some
issue.
What
would be... What would have resolved the situation, right? Like going down on your knees and kissing their feet?
Yeah. Sorry. She wanted an apology.
I'm sorry.
Kneel before the queen there, you know,
and of course
just
we don't,
kiss her feet.
You know, we don't exactly know. Okay, did she accidentally bump into her in the store? What happened there? Right? We don't know, right? But clearly it was nothing serious. They were both have walked out of the store. They were there. And then now the bickering began, right?
No, so it sounds like these other women were looking for a fight.
Yeah, they wanted it.
They want something like that.
Yeah,
they want the drama.
Draconian Gift of Death again, but the diamond says, "Give the demonic antagonist imbeciles cameras." Yeah, exactly. Isn't it wonderful?
Courtesy
everything is filmed.
White people,
and
by the way.
And I mean, it's crazy because normal things which just 5 years ago happened all the time are now being filmed and go viral, like world news, like stories that spread across the globe of just like an emotional or kind of an antagonistic interaction, which was nothing in the past. It was just, okay, you had to run in with someone, fine, nothing happened, you moved on.
Oh, now it's
now your
racism.
Life could be like literally ruined the rest of your life.
You
could be ruined.
You don't kiss and grovel at their feet and beg for whatever.
Crazy. Desi Mack with a... Sorry, Higgs Boson says, with a diamond, media brainwashing the masses to hate whites. Absolutely. Media is it's the fifth column, and anti-whiteness is the new religion. You know, I'd love to see separation of, you know, people say church and state, but how about cult? The cult and state? Like, this is the cult that these people are in. These people are religious in their hatred, right? Mm-hmm. The liberalism, whatever you want to call it, right?
And they believe all these myths that you can't ever prove.
Yeah, for historical, like, it's, you know, some a devil that exists and, you know, called the white man, right? And it's crazy. Like, can we separate that? Or, like, can they have, they can still run society and be in politics and stuff while they have not religious, but you know what I'm saying, like a cultish brain.
Puritans are in control.
Desi Mack with a diamond says, I just own it. My skin is white. Yes, I am a racist. Yeah, I get that you get to that point, but I still reject the labels for it. I mean, not that I care. It's fine. Like, if someone wants to call me that, I don't give a shit. But in reality, it's like, Yeah, I look after white people first, but I genuinely don't hate anybody else.
No, people think, oh my God, you see this non-white person and you just like, you're seething inside and you're foaming at the mouth and you can't like view them as a human being. These are wrong caricatures of made up by the ADL.
But it's funny because, and I've said this in the past too, but it's funny because you can take a position which comes natural to the person who, when they find out how you feel, in other words, you put white people, you put your own group first and then, you don't have a problem with anyone else. You don't hate them, but you put your own group first.
Well, just they all
like
do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just like you do with your family, whatever. But that's something that they do by default. In fact, they're insulted because they see that as an attack on them, right? So for them, it's okay. But if you do it, it's a racist hate crime, and you need to be reprogrammed and locked up. You know. All right, a couple more here, and we'll move on. Jay Barrick with the Ninja Genie, thank you, sir. Says, just want to say stay strong and good night. Love you guys and keep going strong. Well, thank you. Thank you for watching. If you missed the rest, it's available on replay, redice.tv and redicemembers.com. Thank you so much for being here. Where are we here? There we are. Homeless dude with guns with a diamond says, can't take the guns, make self-defense illegal.
They're working on that. I remember in Virginia, they were trying to push that and actually learning about fighting and the arts and training and all that. Remember not too long ago, we had talked about this. I'll have to follow up and see what's happening on that front. Banning martial arts classes or anywhere where it's more than two men gathered to learn some kind of fighting and self-defense or viewing as militias.
So they want you helpless. You can't fight back if you have any stuff.
Eat lots of soy.
And of course, you can't call the cops, right? It's brilliant. It's literally a setup to ensnare white people into like a indiscriminate violence, being subjected to violence, like in any capacity.
Yeah.
We can't defend ourselves. If we do, we end up in trouble. We can't call the cops because they're defunded or,
it's like South Africa, right? Anymore.
Let's call a health professional. Hey, yes, I think I have, can you cure me from racism?
Yeah,
like that's
exactly.
Going to be, yes, we have some medication here and we have this God helmet that reprograms the electromagnetic frequencies of your brain. White Moose First with a diamond says they are a cult. Dogma/banish non-believer. Yeah, absolutely. White Moose First again with a diamond. No message. Thank you. Tony Madame with a diamond says avoid blacks holding out phones at the ready. Yeah, exactly. Like being, I get
what you're waiting to ensnare you into some kind of brawl,
it's crazy.
Right?
So these times we're in right now. It's crazy. Obergroiper with a Ninja Genie. Thank you, sir. Says, so proud to see that white mom sticking up for her baby. Not sure about her doughboy husband. I think also on some level he knows that it's like if he would have done something, he would be in trouble. He still did. He lost his job,
it's
right?
All but even, it's even all that film,
he can literally do nothing and still he gets fired, right?
It's a dispute between women,
crazy.
Empowered women, and he still gets in trouble.
Jesus. I don't know how to pronounce your name. Bridgentian, maybe? With a diamond says, just hate people who want to stab me and replace me. Bigot Smalls, like Jesse Smollett's, maybe? Small Hats. Bigot Smalls with a diamond says, let's go, fam. Well, thank you, sir. Dr. Silberman with a diamond. Actually, 1, 2, 3, 4 diamonds. 5 diamonds in a row. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. No message. Mary Arian with a diamond says, dig in Lana's shirt. Yeah, it's a fine shirt.
Thank
Nothing
you.
Wrong with the shirt. There you go.
It's a little faded, but it's cool.
That's good. White Moose First with a diamond says, need Lana's shirt. Yeah, should we do a couple?
I need to make some. Yeah.
I think that could be good, actually. Yeah, it's good.
Comfy ones.
It's simple, but, it gets the message across.
It sure does.
Spencer the First with a diamond again says $50 days this $50 days this woman gets more time than Antifa bro.
Yeah, you're right. She will.
Yeah, like $50 betting on the fact that she'll be getting more time than Antifa. Absolutely, I think they'll drop the charges against
her. Have to have her a baby in prison or something.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
One more, Pamela. She's
okay,
back.
Yeah, yep, go ahead.
Shout out to you earlier, but you were gone. She says, hello, Red Ice member Prepper here. I made it to the show. I've had a big day in the garlic garden. 200
nice.
Garlic heads, food
nice.
Security. Yeah, garlic is a good powerhouse to have around. It's a powerful antibiotic. Wow, you grew a lot of it.
Nice.
Cool.
Awesome. Thank you, Pam. Good to see you. All right, so we had violence and
P-town,
shit
as we
going
say.
Down in Portland. Let's watch some of it. I think we actually had some. We have these clips first. Let's play these here first. Where are we? Here we are. Check this out. crazy people, huh?
Jeez. When you killed my nigga 2 days ago.
What? He was projecting everything onto these cops.
How, nigga? You better go back to the hell. How the fuck are you walking? When you're gone, nigga. When you're fucking gone.
It sounds like a cult back there.
This will end real well.
They're wailing and they're screaming like they're exercising some demons there, you know? Jesus. Just, wow.
And they just walk away. It's funny. It's just like, do you notice let's that just close the door and walk out of here.
Yeah, well, there's these people that are projecting everything. They see one white cop and they just project all this stuff. You're killing black people on the streets.
You killed
my nephew or whatever it was. Like, what are you talking about? This is probably most likely a different police officer.
Yeah. I'm going out on a limb here, but chances are that it was not that guy. Bully, not that guy. It was.
Jeez.
Right. Anyway, more. Here.
Bolsheviks are just chomping at the bit to kill someone.
Yeah,
huh?
these listen to this back. This horde of just like mentally deranged maniacs.
Yeah, I hear them wailing in the back. Possessed.
Like they want blood. These people
want.
Yeah, they want to murder and
eat their flesh. Yeah. They're like zombies.
It's like it's one of the whitest places in America, and then this is happening there. Right?
Yeah, it's lots of communists. Yeah. Vocal, loud communists downtown specifically. Yeah.
Right.
And they're just out like every day now, it seems like.
I don't know which precinct this is, but obviously it's not the one that was...
Southwest Third Avenue there.
Sorry, this is Portland, obviously, not Seattle, so I'm mixing my... my lemons and oranges here. Also, this happened. This is just spray painted pigs
right on the front. Yeah. And like they just let that happen with all the cameras and stuff. Like there's obviously people that are working at the police or station there when someone's outside spray painting pigs, you know, and they can't come out and do anything. And they just kind of let the kids get it out.
This happened. Well, the Oregon Trail monument has been destroyed, and it's only a couple of seconds of that there. Yep. Let me loop that for a little bit so you can enjoy that.
Basically, they'll make an excuse to justify mass violence against any and all white people. Our very existence is white supremacy and white nationalism and must be ended. Doesn't matter if it's some little pioneering woman and her kid. Nope. They're all white supremacists, white nationalists. They killed 500,000 Indians, you know, on their journey to Oregon or whatever. There wouldn't even be. I mean, that was a hard journey to get the Oregon Trail. Like half people died trying to settle those areas and make these places. They wouldn't even have Portland. They wouldn't even have these ideas that they're spouting of, you know, equality and freedom and justice and all these things if it weren't for these kinds of people that pioneered those lands and built what they did.
And they also think, again, this is what happens when you don't, I mean, they think they know history. They think they know all this shit, but it's like, they're trying to make it. Some of these people have this cartoonish view again that they just explore just for to hunt natives and get their blood and rape everybody and stuff. And it's like that's not what happened here. Like, come on, like
aren't these people like normal?
They fought like hell to just survive. Right? In many cases, they helped each other out, and there was things that happened.
Aren't they
it was
migrants?
More nuanced,
aren't they
you know?
Migrants in search of a better life? What happened to that?
Right.
All of a sudden, that doesn't apply here.
No, because it's
white
people.
And the difference is they come and they build something. They make something. They work together and build places like Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, and some of these other once beautiful cities.
Yeah.
They didn't leech off of others along the way.
Well, again, they didn't come to an existing legal, economic structure with infrastructure that has shit in place and then just go on welfare inside
that
system.
They're not immigrants. They're pioneers and settlers.
Settlers, exactly. That's a huge difference.
Homesteaders.
Yeah.
Very big difference.
And in not in every instance, but in many instances too, they came from societies where they had been suppressed, whether it's from for their religion or something.
Religion
and they
was
had,
a big
you know,
one, yeah.
So these people were seeking freedom on their terms and stuff. But
and
but again,
so
it's
that
just,
was wrong. It's wrong when we
it's
do it.
It's wrong when we do it. That's the only thing conclusion
and
you
the
have.
Thing
it's
is,
wrong
there was
because
so
it's the
much
people
land.
That are white.
So much land. Indians were roaming. They didn't even have like one area. Sure, they had all their territorial disputes, but it was a huge country. Now all of a sudden they can't share.
No, it's multiculturalism just works one way, and that's Asians for the Asians, Africa for the Africans, and white countries for everyone. That's how the slogan goes, and that's why that's what it is, right? Yeah, so this is old and nice B-roll I found here. Oregon County, Seattle/Portland
Indians
slash
with the
Tacoma,
guns
Oregon Trail,
that
1920s.
They got from the evil settlers, right? The horses, the guns, there was all kinds of trade that was happening for a long time. I've covered this in old videos. People act like it was just war and violence and bloodshed. No, there was a lot of commingling and trade. A lot of Indians today in America have European admixture because they married certain people, married European people and stuff. So it wasn't all just blood and gore all the time. Like,
no.
They act like that's all it was.
All right. This happened to the, Thompson Elk Fountain.
Oh, I know that
in
one.
In Portland was set on fire and completely destroyed.
It's an elk.
What is that? The Elk Lodge? What's the explanation there? Let's check out this video. Isn't that dumb music there, too? 1853, at the age of 19. Ohio, is it? We're just in a better era now. Even when you hear the music, it's just like, yeah, this sounds great.
And these people, they're not capable of doing, they can't even build a new statue. They just burn shit down. They don't care. They just burn it all down to the ground. Are they going to build some new glorious statue of their whatever?
Well, I mean,
icons?
Someone will. Yeah, I mean, they're going to put...
Well, they're not going to do it, but some other white people will.
They're going to put a George Floyd statue there. I mean, they will. They will put some of these saints. It's a religion. And they have their saints. That's why they reacted the way they did when Jaden McNeil made a joke about this.
Yeah, about
this,
their
right?
Jesus.
This is jihadis. That you just drew and made fun of Muhammad.
Yeah.
And that's how they're like, we're gonna kill you. Like, we'll cut your head off. These people are the religious
Kooky
part
cult.
Of a cult, which is just completely psycho.
Yeah.
All right. So I want to do
Good
this
times.
Segment here. We still have some time. I think it's worth it. This is a little bit longer, but this is just incredible stuff, right? It's Jonathan Greenblatt from the ADL that's joining in here on
personal friend of mine,
Joe Scarborough's show from MSNBC Morning Joe, talking about Facebook and we've seen this attack now by companies, right? They're pulling their advertisement to Facebook, and if despite the fact that simply every person that they don't like is being booted off Facebook, that's not good enough. They're not doing enough. Listen to some of the stuff that Greenblatt will bring up here. But it's amazing that this is allowed when you think about it. The fact that they can cut market share from an external group can force Facebook to lose money and force them into making decisions, which should technically be done by, I don't know, the board of the company or something like that, right? But anyway, it's just an amazing segment. So let's check this out here. It was very low. Let me bump that up there.
To fight hate crime on its site after yesterday it classified a large number of Boogaloo movement accounts as dangerous and banned them.
Booga booga.
Sorry.
Booga booga.
Sorry. I forgot.
Everything's booga booga now.
I forgot that. I should mention that too. That's right. This Boogaloo thing just like arose out of nowhere, right? And all of a sudden there's like hundreds of accounts and hundreds of groups that
are
Boogaloo boys, and why are they not doing more and stuff? And it's all just glow in the dark Fed bullshit, obviously. We know that. And one of the reasons too we know that is because they specifically mentioned that they were going to put as much financial resources into fighting white supremacy as they are doing
with
ISIS right now, which is, again, exactly. If you don't have the problem, then you create the problem so that you can propel the shit forward. Anyway, so yeah, look at this nonsense about the Boogaloo stuff they bring in here. Check it out.
Post that it has removed more than 300 Boogaloo Facebook and Instagram accounts, 106 Boogaloo groups, as well as 400 additional.
I'm sorry, but 106 Boogaloo groups?
They just say, I know.
What?
groups and 100 pages that host content supporting the movement. Facebook said they made the decision because the group, quote, actively promotes violence against civilians, law enforcement, and government officials and institutions.
Well, like, didn't they already know? Did they just figure that out yesterday?
Yeah. We are stepping up our efforts against this network. And no, there is still more to do. You know what? If I could just say, they keep saying that.
Yeah.
We know we have more to do. We know we're going to get better. They've been saying for 5 years that they know they have more work to do. The blog post continues. We know that our efforts will never completely eliminate the risk from this network or other dangerous organizations, but we will continue to remove content and accounts that break our rules so we can keep people safe.
So why do they know that they can never stop
violent
people who are racist, who want to kill black people and kill Jews and kill minorities? Why is it that you can never stop that from being on your social network? I don't understand because...
Well, first of all, that's a bullshit kind of narrative because a lot of times it's lawful speech. You might not agree with the opinions, but you've drawn the conclusion that they try to claim that someone who has a different opinion than them politically, well, they want to murder non-white people.
Saying,
that's
like, Jonathan Greenblatt and the ADL, you know? They're in the business of manufacturing hate. Oh my gosh, you anti-Semite, you're inciting hate and racism in the Holocaust.
My point is I would love some examples of what they have deleted and how that can, you know, be
no one guilty.
Can you draw that can you draw that line of conclusion? But anyway, there's much more of this here when Greenblatt jumps in.
The Washington Post, the New York Times, they don't let people that write racist things that and call for the killing of police officers.
Okay, so are you saying then that the Facebook is a publisher, not a platform? That's what he's saying there. He's saying, do you have editorial board that decides everything that gets published on the sites? Yeah. That actually, it's not retarded because we want it to be that so that they will lose their Section 230 and they will lose all their subsidies and shit. Yeah. But that won't happen. Anyway, these people are retarded.
Different.
Yeah. Why are you? I don't understand.
What makes you so special?
Oh, it's because you don't make enough money to police it. Oh, wait a second.
You make so much money.
You're worth $86 billion, Mark.
Mark.
And you're saying that know that there will always be hate groups and racist groups and bigoted groups and dangerous groups and foreigner people that are trying to interfere in our elections and you can't do anything but here's a half measure? I don't get it. And I got to say to Congress, I don't understand why Congress continues to allow people like Mark Zuckerberg and Sheryl Sandberg and Jack Dorsey to make billions and billions of dollars
at least
personally.
It wasn't completely anti-Semitic. He had one guy in there to lay the line up.
Keeping hate groups on their sites.
Allowing them to fester.
Yeah, they call you and I. Yeah. Us. This is a hate. We're a hate group, remember?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
This
exactly.
show is a hate group. Yeah, I mean, just to put it in perspective, like you all know this.
This is how dumb it is.
They're full of bull.
Just delete everything that we tell you to delete.
That we don't agree with.
Or we'll extort you financially.
And we'll just call it hate speech. We call it violence. We call it, oh my God.
Absolutely, yeah. Just call it. This is racist hate speech, and so therefore delete it.
By the way, I heard in order to keep their community safe, now the hashtag Pizzagate has completely been removed from Facebook.
Of course.
Like, who are you keeping safe here? Exactly. Potential pedophiles.
Yep.
Is responsible more than anybody else in America for the spread of hate speech and racism.
Looks like a robot.
He's saying Zuckerberg is the number one person responsible for the spread of this boomer thinks the universe is Facebook. It's hilarious.
Oh, I know. Boomer book.
Information about a pandemic that's Facebook. Killed 100
people. As someone said it in chat, but it's true. I mean, he allegedly killed his intern when he was in politics. I think it was down in Florida in his office. Mysterious circumstances. This girl were found dead in his office, this guy. Yeah, and we were running for politics.
I don't doubt it at all. It's always the sickest, darkest of them all.
Yeah, look at all these people.
Blame us.
Anyway, we haven't even got to Greenblatt here yet. Let's proceed.
30,000 Americans, and for disinformation that is trying to rig the election, to actually undermine the American democracy. And he's doing a half measure saying, oh, we can't do anything about
Let's bring in NBC News reporter Ben Collins, who has been following this story closely. Ben,
he's literally doing it. They're literally doing everything, removing everyone. Like some shitty journalist for some crappy little paper can write an article complaining about someone on Facebook and they'll remove them.
Absolutely.
This is
and this guy is literally on like the Antifa payroll. it's like,
and he probably runs ten Collins. Boogaloo accounts himself.
Yeah, exactly. No, he's resurfaced, and I remember this little network of all the censorious women behind Alternative Network Report and stuff. They were like praising him, like, "You're doing great work, Ben. Keep it up. You're getting these white supremacists kicked off of all these platforms."
It's funny how their side never gets called out for promoting violence by their own people. They just act like it doesn't exist.
Nope.
They
cover for Antifa. Again, I have a couple of segments on that here if we have time to get to it, but it's incredible the way they cover for Antifa.
He keeps releasing these statements saying, we know we need to get better.
Ben is the expert on social media here. That's why he's brought on. But what are they doing, Ben? Tell us.
I don't know when they're going to take the full step to really do what's necessary here. Again, we knew about this for a month. Mm-hmm. We talked about this, 2 weeks ago?
Nice earrings.
There was a terror attack that was planned.
Don't blame the AirPods. It's nothing wrong with the Apple AirPods. They're very trendy. All right?
I don't like them.
On Facebook, in a Boogaloo Facebook group. That happened over a month ago. That happened a long time ago. That group got removed yesterday. But it does seem like Facebook is sort of fighting the last war at all times. And they're not dealing with systemic issues on the platform, which is, you know, I don't know if you've seen these ads for Facebook groups. They're everywhere. If you watched that Michael Jordan documentary on ESPN, you saw it was primarily sponsored by that. Facebook groups are an enormous problem for public health, both for the coronavirus and for racism and things like that. Basically, it...
Facebook groups is an enormous problem for public health.
someone's going to see it and just get a heart attack and just die immediately.
This is incredible. This is incredible
These people
stuff.
Are so
this is,
weak.
And this is not
so
like
weak.
This is not extraordinary in terms of the coverage. It's just like occasionally you can pull these out and you just watch it and your jaw drops in terms of like the way they're. You know, the spiel that they have about this stuff here, but this is normal stuff. This is what they do all the time. It's crazy.
Drives people into these smaller groups, and then there's this one-upsmanship that goes on in these extremist groups where people might start joking about the civil war that they want to start. But at the end of the day, they're taking it very seriously because the rhetoric always gets...
You're the arbiter of whether someone jokes so serious.
Exactly. Like, by the way, there's literally Facebook pages up about all over Facebook right now about killing cops, like celebrating cops that have gotten killed or cops that they want to target and stuff. I wonder how many extremist, truly extremist books he has in the back of his bookshelf. There. I'm sure we can find
communism
quite a few.
And kill them all and, you know, hang the rich or something. Yeah. Come on.
Amplified in one up. And Facebook is never really enforcing anything that would...
No, they haven't banned people. They've never done any
Where
of these things.
Where have you been, Ben?
It's amazing.
You're just a liar.
They know what they're doing. They just keep this pressure on that it's like this. They're not doing anything, which makes them like, okay, we have to do more. These are political pressure groups that are dictating... what big social media companies should or shouldn't post.
They even banned my Lana's Llama page. Yeah. It's not political at all.
They're
so,
retarded,
you know, it's targeted harassment.
Yep.
Make it so they would know even if a terror attack was coming.
Oh, terror attack.
Hey, Ben, it's Willie. Facebook says they have an algorithm that stamps out most of this hate speech. I think they say 90% of it before it even gets distributed widely. They say they do it better than Twitter and other places. But they haven't done much until this ad boycott came out a couple of weeks ago. And they're losing advertisers big companies who are putting their advertising on pause. Of course, advertising is the whole ballgame for Facebook. It's 98% of their revenue. So how much of this early change now. This is just the beginning of something perhaps.
We're getting to green light here, but this is excellent stuff, so stay tuned.
I would say all of it. You know, I've been covering this stuff for, you know, half decade now or something, covering Facebook specifically and how they deal with this stuff. And nothing has been a sea change like this has been. And it's because money talks, right? This is billions of dollars. And they're really big money advertisers like Unilever and Starbucks, things like that. They're saying, like, look, we have to get a grip on this stuff. And that's the thing. Like, this is the issue with the Boogaloo stuff. It's a really good example of what's happening here. You can stomp out specific racial slurs. You can stomp out, you know, specific hate speech. But once you start to, you know, extremists have identified the way to get around that. And it's to talk about cutesy things like calling it the Boogaloo. It sounds like a joke. that makes it allowed on these platforms. It sounds like you're talking about movies or something. So you need real enforcement. You need actual police style enforcement of this stuff. If you want to stop it up.
Just hand over the reins and the control to us so that we can, we have manual approval of each post on Facebook, and we'll decide whether it's, whether it goes or not.
He just said police style enforcement.
Yep. Yep. On social media. Yes, that's right. Yep. Absolutely. It's coming. It's coming.
And, you know, I asked them yesterday, I was like, you know, if this group was called something like ISIS or something instead of the Boogaloo, would this really have, would you really have waited a month after a terror attack to take these groups down?
Well, they have waited that long for plenty. There's plenty of extremist Islamic groups.
Yeah, they also got under the radar and shit like that. But the point is, it's like you can have political movements that are swept up, and political people who just express their opinion, they're swept up in the censorious activities. Where these groups, they put pressure on it, where it's just, it's lawful First Amendment speech, but they don't like it. So therefore, they lobby these social media platforms to censor it.
And by the way, these Boogaloo groups, these alleged Boogaloo groups, are just Trump supporters. Most of them are Trump supporters. I've heard of several of them who've been accused of that. And it's just people talking about Trump and making fun of shit libs and whatever, talking about the Second Amendment. Oh my God, these people want civil war. They're inciting violence.
Oh, they want to kill everybody. Yep, exactly.
And I think, you know, if the pressure keeps mounting, I think they eventually will make a change.
Ben, thank you very much. Willen mentioned the ad boycott, growing pressure for the social media giant to take down hate speech on its platform. With over 300 advertisers due to boycott Facebook as part of the Stop Hate for Profit campaign. And there are now plans for the boycott to go global. Joining us now, CEO and National Director of the Anti-Defamation League and leading partner in the Facebook boycott campaign, Jonathan Greenblatt. Very good to have you on the show.
Very good to have you.
Dark circles under your eyes, huh?
Major companies, taking part in this boycott, but some of them are just a month. Isn't it going to take a lot more ad dollars coming their way for Facebook to make changes?
I love that it has to say
because
ADL
they've been
in the
promising
background.
To get better, you know, for a long time, and they haven't really come through. They never do it in a full-throated way.
Look at that.
They don't do it right, Mika, and I would credit you and Jill for a long time for trying to bring attention to this issue. For 15 years, Facebook has built the largest advertising platform in the history of business. And simply put, they have failed to keep their consumers safe.
I can't
the idea
that
was mentioned just a moment ago that these Boogaloo groups just now are coming off the platform is nuts. And no other business would tolerate this. So when we started this campaign 2 weeks ago, keep in mind, 2 weeks ago, ADL, NAACP, Color of Change, Common Sense Media, we didn't have a single business with us, not one.
They've been doing
2 weeks
a
to the day, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of small to medium-sized businesses, some of the most iconic American brands, Levi's, Coca-Cola, Starbucks, Hershey's, Kind Snacks.
Kind Snacks. They're on these people's side now.
Yeah,
evil capitalist corporations.
That's why they don't talk about that
anymore. Of course,
they don't talk about the 1% anymore.
Yeah. But his beginning here, Algie, frames it in the fact that he's admitting that ADLs and these other groups he mentioned, their financial pressure campaign and an extortion. It's kind of a financial terrorism.
Do this or else.
Yeah, do this or we will make sure that you. It's amazing that this is legal. Listen.
Well,
to the
boycotts,
next.
Right? And then he's going to complain about boycotting Israel.
It's amazing. BDS, massive problem, anti-Semitism. However, if something we don't like,
the Nazis and their boycotts. Let's boycott all this.
And a number of others. And global businesses, as you just said, they're coming on. Diageo, Acura, VW, Lego, SAP, Unilever.
Jesus,
and I'll tell you, Mika, literally, we cannot keep up with the incoming. Our phones have, my phone has rung off the hook for the last week.
These corporate people have a direct line to Jonathan.
Exactly.
Hi, Jonathan. Yeah, I just wanted to say that you have Lego behind you.
I swear. And the way they operate, though, from stories I've heard and stuff, is like a mafia shakedown with
Absolutely.
These threats. Yep. And even sometimes where
they write them
give
letters.
Us money or we're going to do this nasty business to you.
They write them letters and they say, if you're refusing to submit to what we want you to do,
we're
we'll tell that your business is anti-Semitic. anti-Semites and racist and white supremacists and shit like that.
CEOs, heads of advertising agencies, public relations firms, they are all frustrated. Their ads for too long have subsidized this hate. I mean, that's what you have to keep in mind. Boogaloo groups, Holocaust denialism.
Keep in mind, we haven't seen one example of hate. Sorry, go ahead. We haven't seen one example. You keep saying subsidizing this hate. Oh, this hate, this violence. Where have we actually seen any proof of any of this?
Well, that's what they did. They never provide any citations or footnotes. They just say, well, it's because we say that it is. And then it's gone. And then you're like, okay, well, was that okay or was it not? There's never, these are the referees and judges in this.
Content, white supremacist content. It's the ads from like Verizon and Salesforce and Panera that have been subsidizing this content. It's absolutely outrageous.
So they're subsidizing white supremacy, that's what he's saying, by just being on the platform while someone who he thinks is a white supremacist is using the platform. That's just retarded.
And everyone agrees. It's got to change.
It's got to change.
Hey, Jonathan, it's Willie Geist, and you've got Facebook now listening in a way that they haven't been listening before
because of this ad boycott. So now that you have Facebook's attention,
what exactly do you want them to do as a practical matter, and what kind of response have you received specifically from Facebook?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, the goal here was never, we didn't imagine we would put a dent in their P&L as it's a $70 billion machine. We thought we would make a point about their practices because indeed the things we're talking about here aren't intended to bankrupt the company or upend the business model. They're simply improvements to the product and tweaks to their practices. So what do I mean?
Listen to that though. No. We didn't mean to completely destroy the company. We as an outside lobbying group who are politically and ethnically motivated, will change and tweak the practices and the stance that you as a company take. Listen now how much money that they have managed through their extortion campaign to slice off from Facebook.
I mean, take off the white supremacist Holocaust denialism and conspiracy theory content.
Do what we tell you to do. That's what it is. The speech that we don't agree with, even if it's lawful, take it off or else, right? That's a threat.
There is no place for that on any mainstream media platform.
You're calling Facebook mainstream media? Very interesting. Okay. Anyway, the number coming here.
They should be accountable to their advertisers. And if ads show up alongside this kind of content, they should refund the companies point blank. They should provide services. You know, the ADL, we study hate. We monitor.
Oh my God.
That's
white supremacy. By the way, I was just looking up. This was back from 2014. Mm-hmm. It was at ADL. It's about $60 million a year in revenue. This was back in 2014. And his salary was $700,000 mm-hmm. back in 2014. So he's making now probably $1 million a year.
Easy. Yep.
We do. And our annual report of online harassment, some 28% of users report being severely harassed, but Facebook is the place where it happens more often than any other platform. If you get harassed on Facebook,
I'm harassed. Turn off the computer and walk away. Nothing happened. Or block the person. This is how dumb it is. No. Listen to the number here.
The company should provide you some degree of service and support. That's just how every other business does it. And I think just two other quick points.
If you've been emotionally squashed on Facebook, there needs to be a person that you can call and get mental help.
They should simply put, remove the political exemption. There is no context whatsoever where it's reasonable for politicians to call for violence or for voter disinformation to be allowed.
Yeah, exactly.
Not just on election voter day, every day
it's
of
not
the
my
year.
View, it's disinfo, okay?
That's just it. That's what it is.
It's just so transparent.
And do what we tell you to do.
And finally, independent, third party, regular, predictable audits whose results are published. Again,
done by you.
What we're talking about here is not all that hard. And in the last 48 hours, YouTube has taken steps. Reddit, it's long overdue for Facebook to do.
See, they admit that they organized all this stuff.
He's been behind our bans, too. We were on his hit list. He had mentioned me by name on his Twitter. Like, it's this guy.
Yep.
Getting banned by Wells Fargo, it's this guy. Yep. It's Greenblatt's prints all over it. I know for a fact it is ADL.
Mm-hmm. This is how these mobs are working today. It's amazing that it's legal to do it.
Do the same.
Mr. Well, and ethno states for my people, yeah, but multiculturalism and globalism for you.
This guy was
you.
Literally showed up at the moving of the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem when Trump did that.
Hardcore nationalist.
Hardcore
for
Zionist.
Jews, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's totally fine. No problem whatsoever.
But you being a Swede, wanting the same thing for your country, or us caring about the future
anyone,
of America
American
and the
or,
demographics.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
It's incredible. It's incredible. I think it throws out a number
so
at the
right,
end.
Jonathan,
last segment.
Again, if you want to, just an example of how irresponsible Facebook has been and how irresponsible they continue to be, look at the fact that a federal official, law enforcement officer, was assassinated by... And it's taken them a couple of weeks to mm-hmm. actually clean up those sites.
Yeah.
You have, I remember getting
well, he doesn't care about that.
No.
Texts from friends talking about this plandemic movie that was clearly a conspiracy theory that was causing real health concerns for doctors.
Yeah.
He didn't even see the film because I can tell by the way he's talking about it.
No, anything that does not follow the exact rigid, like tight little like canal that they want to funnel information through should be banned.
Even about health.
Delete everything. Everything. This is conspiracy theory. It's amazing.
Talk to me about it, saying they are creating a conspiracy theory that are making people believe that this pandemic is nothing more than a George Soros-backed conspiracy plot.
And so
it's actually more than that,
but so what? It's like you're going to tell you're saying that you will not accept that people have a different view and believe something different than you.
Yeah.
This is creepy shit, these people. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
For months, it got more views than Taylor Swift videos, than office
They're so buttered
reunions.
About that pandemic. Yeah, oh, my God, I hear about it all the time.
But they kept it up. Yeah. And even now, the president of the United States is generating lies. To try to
I haven't seen any evidence in this whole conversation of lies and hates and this is just a fake conspiracy. They never
with American democracy. Nothing about it. So if you're Coca-Cola, like, why do you want to ever fund, which of course they're not.
Well, they don't, exactly.
Anti-Semitism, racism against blacks, as you said, Holocaust deniers, giving them a platform.
But where? I don't understand where this funding is happening. How are they giving a platform to this on Facebook?
They go to Facebook and they post a message and 20 of their friends see it, but they happen to have an ad on the side. And so therefore, that's money that Facebook has generated. So they're arguing, well, that's then content that's been generated by hate and it's funded by... This is so dumb. That's what I'm saying. It's like, okay, well, just take down the ad from those pages then or something, right? But and keep it up. If it's lawful speech,
never
then keep it up. But no, it's
enough.
Not. I'm waiting for the number because Greenblatt, he does spit it
He's
out.
He's giving him a platform up until now. And again, most importantly, going into this election, giving a platform to people who are trying to undermine the credibility of American democracy in this election. How can anybody go back to funding that until they clean up?
Yeah, he really cares about
America. Yeah, I mean, there is simply put no business case for bigotry. There are, you know what's hard? What's hard is reaching 2.6 billion consumers, generating $18.5 billion in profits. You know what's easy? Removing white nationalists. You know what's easy? Taking down people who want to commit violence against African Americans. That, I'm sorry, isn't hard. But Joe, there is a silver lining and a piece of good news.
Where is that? Where is it?
Right.
Where is it?
And notice as well that it was violence and all that, and then it's all of a sudden
not against white people ever.
Then now it's about taking down white nationalism.
Yeah, it's always about.
Well, is it calling for violence?
This guy's biggest thing is always that.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
He's obsessed
with
this
white
nationalism.
Here's a white person who thinks that they can be a nationalist. Disgusting.
Gosh.
While he's hanging out at the Zionist Israel-loving events.
So
it's unbelievable,
he's
right?
He's such a snake.
On Friday,
and
as our campaign gained steam, Facebook's stock plummeted 8.25%, and it shaved off $56 billion in market valuation.
Okay, so he just admitted that through the pressure campaign,
sabotaging
they sliced
one of his own
off
there.
$15 billion. How the fuck is this legal?
What? Yeah.
These are unelected people. They're meddling in a huge corporation's business, and it's a mob. And they're dictating to them what they should do by putting pressure on external funding mechanisms or whatever you want to call it. But the fact that they're allowed to do this shit is just unbelievable.
And then while screaming about Nazis boycotting.
we make their stock drop 8%. Ha, ha, ha. Do what we tell you to do. And it's all financial. Anyway, we'll leave it there. But yeah. It's incredible.
This is the kind of thing this guy does to companies. Yes. He'll go to company. They put the pressure on. Remove this people. And they've got billions
and
of dollars.
And they're admitting it on national television. Yeah. And they're... Applaud. This is wonderful. This is great. Yeah. This is democracy right here.
It's getting $100 million a year at the ADL.
It's just incredible.
That we know of, and they just harass people. Like, his biggest thing is white nationalists.
Yeah, no, of course it is. We should do some of these super chats before we, well, we have a couple of things we can maybe close off on here. We'll definitely not get to it all here today, but Lady 5G says, happy White History Month. Much love. Thank you.
That's right.
Crown Victus. Yeah, so we said, was it last happy White History Month? What show was that? Maybe it's the No Goes On. Anyway, Crown Victus with a diamond says they are not compatible with a meritocratic, I guess is the wording, right? System. That was in reference to, I think, the earlier, maybe the Portland stuff or something. Thank you, Crown. Appreciate that. Ultra Snake with a diamond says need to post name and addresses of firing managers. White Moose First with a diamond says, may the gods help Colorado, also the entire Northwest in the U.S. It's sad that it's so bad. I hear there's a lot of good people out on the countryside, though, still.
Yeah.
Tawny Madame again with a diamond says, hope my earlier Ninjagini to first topic came in. Yeah, did we miss one? I'll have to go back up. I hope I didn't miss one. If I did, I'm sorry. I have to go back up again. A big black man with AIDS, Sensei Diamond, and says, are we going to have Red Ice TV stickers merch? We've thought about it, but I've never... Is
stickers,
there a use?
Are people still into stickers?
I don't know. Is there a use case? It always felt like we'll do it, and then like, meh, maybe not people buy it. I've said several times I'll think about it, and I haven't really made a decision on it.
People that put stickers anywhere... Well, you can put them out, of course, around the cities, but like as far as cars, the only people that do that anymore is shitlibs. All those annoying bumper stickers you see.
Yeah. We'll think about it. I've said it before, but if there's you, maybe we'll do it. We'll do a poll or something and see if people would get their hands on them. Thank you. White Moose First with a diamond says seems like they are obsessively repeating themselves. Most definitely they are. You're talking about the Portland thing, I think. Yeah. Knob with the diamond says Elk Lives Matter.
Yes, they
indeed,
do.
Indeed. Desi Mac with a diamond says I've seen that and it was a beautiful monument. The elk one, I assume. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Or maybe the what was the other one? The Oregon Trail monument.
Oregon Trail
maybe?
One. Yeah,
one
nice.
Or the other. HM1 with the diamond. Henrik is a great role model for young men. Well, thank you for that. Try to be. Appreciate it. Higgs Boson with the diamond says elks are white supremacy. That's right. Gotta burn down those elks. You know, never know those elks are gonna take over. Tony Madame again with a diamond says harassed whites equals silently tolerant until we're not. Yeah, I mean, we're tolerant until we're not, and then we're not tolerant, and then something else happens. Ultra Snake with a diamond says, we will get rid of them after the war. yes, all, hashtag. All right, thank you for that. Tawny again with the diamond says, any good white woman could be that pregnant gal. Indeed. It's a sad situation with her there. White Moose First with a diamond says they demand we individualize them, but cops equals evil. Exactly. It's so dumb. Draconian Gip of Death with a diamond says necro-ideological frenzy of cannibalistic proportions. I like that. That's good. Might use that. Tawny Madame again with the diamond says how are provoked white women supposed to respond? They should just submit.
Kneel and kiss their feet. Sorry.
I'm sorry for slavery. Although
I'm so racist.
I never committed any. I didn't subject any to it, and you weren't subjected to it. But I'll apologize for you.
I'll
for
get on your knees if you kick me in
years.
The face, and I'll give you my purse.
Yeah, and then I can disappear when you want me to disappear, and I can be right there and be a servant as soon as you want me to, and then I can shut up, and then I can speak, and then I can whatever you want. White Moose First with the diamond says forced diversity is causing humanity to go backwards. I think that's true. Tawny Madame again with the diamond says where's Greta Thunberg's take on race hostility, I guess it should be hostility, it says. Actually, she says, where's Greta Thunberg's take on race hostility? I think she did butt in, right? She said the BLM was, we need to support them and racial justice and also climate change something. I think she said something about that. Ultra Snake with a diamond says, BLM, most dangerous hate group in existence. True. I think only second to the ADL, I'd say. White moves first with a diamond. Their bus words are sobering. Racist Nazi supremacism. Yeah, exactly. Speaking about the ADL there. Flying Baguette with a diamond says, check out the pro-white rapper Mr. Bond. Never heard of him. I'll check it out. White moves first with a diamond says, the censorship must, quote, result in more of us waking up. Or must, and then it's an asterisk, actually, result in more of us waking up. I hope you're right. I hope it just doesn't silence people and then they disappear. I think it's having the opposite effect at the end of the day, anyway. Ultra Snake with the diamond says, don't call Boogaloo, call it civil war, probably solved. yeah, true. You could just change terms all the time. It's quite funny, actually. Tony Madam again with the diamond says, corporate media should be classified as terrorists. I agree, they're definitely a fifth column. Completely irresponsible, dangerous. They're encouraging hatred and violence. It's crazy that they're allowed to continue. White moves first with a diamond. How long until social media requires us to be sorry? Yeah, probably soon, I would assume.
In the terms and conditions.
you have to, if you're white, you have to be sorry before mm-hmm. you can sign on here. Yes, I'm sorry. Wodenaz with a diamond says Greenblatt is pure evil. I don't disagree. Omega Man with a diamond, no message. Thank you. White moves first with a diamond says, did I say a diamond? Omega Man, thank you. White moves first with a diamond says, hope because this is moving so fast that it explodes. Yeah, it's something's going to explode, all right. West Michigan Groiper with a diamond says, is he reading a script? Yeah, sometimes you see these people that come on and they just like, you know, you can clearly see they're like, their eyes moving and they have a teleprompter or something, but it's very possible. Tony Madam again with the diamond says MSM lies now blatantly as saying a banana is purple. True. Obergroiper with a Ninjagini. Thank you so much for that. Says, despite their lies about us and the billions of dollars spent to shut us up, we are still growing. Yeah, it is true. It's very interesting. It's because people want to hear the message. Desi Mac with the Ninjagini says, I got a video that goes against what he is saying in that they say castrate them African style. Oh, interesting. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Thank you, Decimac. Obergroiper with a diamond says, we're driving them nuts, which is true, I guess. Lord Aragon with a diamond says, please do stickers. I'll buy it. Okay, well, I'll definitely consider it.
I'll do some coffee cups, too.
Coffee cups, I think. Would you guys consider like some coffee cups? Yeah, that could be a cup, you know. Mr. Wright with a Ninjagini. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. And then he sends 1, 2, 3, 4 diamonds in a row. Thank you so much. No message. Always good to see you, Mr. Wright. Crown Victus with a diamond, never submit to their abuse, demand gratitude. Yeah, thank you, Crown Victus, I appreciate that. And finally here, Flying Baguette with a diamond says, make white babies. Yeah, we had to, what was this? We'll steal two slogans. It's Poseidon's and No White Guilt, which is no white guilt, more white babies. How about that?
No guilt, more babies.
No guilt, more babies. That's right. Did you have any there, Lana, that you needed to clear off?
Yeah, I do. We'll fly through. Let's see. Jacob. Sorry, Bob. I know you wanted all these expense reports done by Monday, but I have to spend most of my free time prepping to be a field doctor, civil engineer, farmer, warlord, because you keep voting for commies. That was his message. Thank you. And Alton, no message. Thank you.
Awesome, thank you. We have a couple more here on Entropy Stream as well. Let me take those real quick. Let me back up here. Might be a while ago. Sorry for not keeping up to those immediately. Cuck-free zone, 10 bucks says, in New York City, many white women are totally brainwashed. They want me to acknowledge my white guilt and privilege, which, of course, I won't. The evil, this evil is deep and in culture now. It's sad. So many women have been destroyed psychologically by this anti-white crap. Yeah, I think it's true, but you can always be unprogrammed.
It can be undone.
Time. Yeah, exactly. I mean,
it can be undone.
Some, of course, if they, you know, get older and they you know, realize later on they wanted a family and stuff. Yeah, there's damage that can be achieved in that. But, that's why they remove the dads out of their home. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Or like encourage that, because it's like, a lot of these girls are completely lost with it, you know?
Yeah.
It's sad to see. But there's always try to awaken these people and you know, do it on their terms. Don't be mad and push them up against a wall or try to accuse them of anything. Like, work with them if you're mm-hmm. truly interested in changing their minds. whatever they're interested in, whatever little corner that you can get a wedge in on any issue, let that be the opening. You don't have to flood them with a million things at once. Whatever little tiny issue that they're into, you know, try through that, right? Lycan Warrior, $5, says NFL is also going to play Black National Anthem before Star Spangled Banner. Really? What is that Black National Anthem? I don't even know what that is. I wonder
some
if they're
P. Diddy song.
I wonder if they are going to allow players to take a knee when that happens. Scratch his chin. Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, they know they're gonna. They could possibly risk alienating all their ticket holders, right? People that come pay to see the show or the game who might not want to come.
White man, stop paying for these tickets.
Oh, I know. Stop.
NFL news car. Just don't buy any. Just defund them all.
Did you say news car?
Yeah, that was international. Black Phillip, $3. The ADL used to send police officers to Israel for training for a $5,000 donation. I bet you can't find the archive web pages. The archive web pages before they change it out of shame. If only someone could ask Greenblatt. Yeah, I've heard about that too. The sheriffs in particular are sending officers to Israel and stuff training. Absolutely incredible. All right, let's see what else we have in the bag here before we check out for today.
One more, I think.
One more. Do you want to do the? Let's skip the. We had a video about the truth about Pornhub. We'll save that for Weekend Warrior. It's very interesting. We can't do more on Ghislaine Maxwell.
I saw Alan Dershowitz was trending, by the way, speaking of her. She's innocent until proven guilty.
Really?
So he's getting some flack for that.
Interesting. I had a bunch of clips that I wanted to. You have to save that for a Weekend Warrior. But should we do those Euro stories real quick? Can we fire those off one after another?
Yeah, sure.
France to rename streets after African World War II heroes.
Oh, one of them. Oh, if that.
It was like five they found or something like that.
Ireland. Yeah. Guinness gives Black Lives Matter $1 million and lays off their own workers. And where does this money go is my question. Yo, I'm going to give it to Black Lives Matter. Okay, what groups? Where exactly?
Yeah, can you be
specific? Where is it going? In America? Like, come on.
I know some of the corporate, they say it just to be cool or whatever. But I'm sure that they actually will fork out money. Amazing.
We've talked about the statue before from Hans. What's his name again? Hans Christian Andersen.
Yeah.
I actually have his fairy tales, Danish fairy tale writer. This is really good. You guys should get
good
it for
stuff.
Your kids or just to have it. I love these fairy tales.
Yeah, they're great.
Anyway, he was the true creator of the Little Mermaid.
You remember Niels Holgersson? Anyway, go ahead.
True creator of the Little Mermaid, which is in Copenhagen.
Svenskarna där ute, de vet vad jag pratar om.
So, as you can see, someone had spray-painted racist fish because H.C. Andersen was probably
a
racist.
That's right. He was
might have said some racist things once, so, you know.
So, Little Mermaid, which, of course, they already made black, and, you know, Ariel, which is kind of modeled after this, that didn't go down, you know, that, no, it's not good enough, blah, blah, blah.
Just keeps coming, huh?
Yep. All right, last one is a funny clip, and we'll end with that. Concept incubator. There is now basically a movement to create synthetic babies, of literally growing them in a pod. So this is actually already in existence when it comes to sheep. They're actually grown in laboratories.
Isn't that how Zuckerberg was?
Probably. He doesn't have a belly button, right? They grow them actually in plastic sacks right now in laboratories, sheep, right? So it's just a matter of time before this comes to humans. So this the matrix pod.
They'll be real healthy, I'm sure, too. No weird, funky hormonal imbalances or anything.
is he would they call it?
Oh, we can make it trans right now.
Is he a real one? Oh, my God, I can't believe it. It's designed to replace the womb and pregnancy. Let's take a look at this clip that was released here.
So they have fake sperm, fake wombs, right?
Yeah, a British company developed fake sperm, or I guess it works. This is 10 years ago. I'm telling you, Alex Jones is partially correct on some of this shit. They are the stuff that they've tested with like chimeras and weird synthetic life forms and stuff. I'm convinced that these black budgets, they're working on this kind of shit, right? If a British company invented fake sperm and some of these companies have worked on fake wombs for like over a decade,
out for us just in case, you know, they need to save humanity in the future.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, no, of course, right, naturally. Anyway, here's the clip. Let's look at this and then we'll say bye. This concept incubator grows babies at home. Video save for the podcast audience here.
Well, you could be working your 9-to-5 job.
It's designed to replace the womb and pregnancy. Yeah, wait for it. It's coming up here. The see-through pod sits in your living room.
Oh, my God.
Parents would be able to live their lives
Oh my gosh. Nausea. You won't be tired. You won't get backaches. Just let this machine do it for you.
Yeah, this pestering new life form will just be in the pod and you can live just, you can go to work just as normal. It will be fine.
You can still go have drinks with your girlfriends, you know?
In fact, they can watch the parents, the fetus grow in the pod.
Right, oh my god.
Cooking, ding, it's ready. It has a dock to insert food. Nice. It's like Matrix. There is a microphone to speak to the fetus. I know that this is like, you know, a concept thing, right? The product is just an idea at this stage. It was thought by students at Product Design Arnhem.
Of course, it's white women.
All right. Yeah, they don't want to carry a
with
child
some
anymore, right?
Arab-looking
so,
guy.
So is it possible, it says here?
It can carry my mixed-race baby. While I go, you know, fight social justice out on
look
the
this.
Street.
Look at this. Healthy lambs have been delivered from a bio Ooh. Bag already. Look at this shit. The bio bags have never been tested with humans, but obviously, if they can do sheep, they can. It's possible. Look at this shit.
Ooh,
but technology is advancing, so it's only a matter of time.
Wrong.
Grown in a bag. Pods like this could replace surrogacy in the future. Jesus. There it is.
Oh my god.
You want to be
it's totally like a woman's like womb,
yeah,
you know?
Totally.
There's
just
no difference
just
at all.
Is the plastic bag is just
gosh.
A piece of meat growing. And I showed
disturbing.
End of last No-Go Zone that they're producing the 3D printed meat now. It's the synthetic is the new, that's the simulacrum is the new normal now. That's all is going to be fake.
They won't even have sex to have the kid, right?
No. So. This will be, what was the... not Universal Soldier, it was a Demolition Man. Look at that one.
Shells, like the simulator.
Yeah, they're put on the helmet or whatever. Yeah,
because they can't get it up anymore, or they have AIDS or whatever.
Healthy lambs have already been delivered from bio bags. They're grown in plastic sacks.
Yeah, because that's going to turn out real good. Be healthy for you. All that exposure to those plastics and stuff. Oh man. Well, trans is in. You know, I'm gonna have my trans baby in a bag while I'm out partying and shopping and going to peaceful protests.
All right. Do you have any else on Donor Box there?
No, it's very disturbing.
Yeah, it is. Disturbing. It is. Let me do a couple of these here. Dissident Agnostic, $25 on Entropy Stream. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Do you plan on interviewing the guys over at White American Media? I've never heard of it. I have to check it out. I'll save the link. Thank you. Dissident Agnostic. And it doesn't mean I'm not interested in it. I just never come across it before, so it's not a diss or anything like that. Don't take it that way. I'll check out the URL. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Let me save that here on a window so I remember it. Otherwise, I might get lost. All right, got that open for you. Thank you. White Wunderwaffe X, I guess it is, with a Ninjagini. Says, strength in unity. Stay strong and keep telling the truth. Red Eyes, I'll always have your back. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Very kind of you. Shroon, again with a diamond, says, brainwashing Karen is a hobby. It certainly is. It's crazy. Emery Arian with a diamond says, don't forget to host. Thank you for the reminder. If something good is on, I definitely will. Over on DLive, of course. Pull that up in the background. Tony Madame, again with a diamond, says, but it's not a baby until it's born. Exactly, right. We can do all these things artificially, but we can also... kill it, right? And when it's a late-term abortion is totally fine to these liberals and stuff. You know, it's crazy. Good point, Tony. A big black man with AIDS with a diamond says, conceived by a fleshlight and born from a pod. Jesus Christ.
It's messed up.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's painting some picture there. A
it's
big
not
black man with AIDS.
How they think it's going to end, though.
Holy shit. It's crazy. Woden as with a diamond says, brave new world. Absolutely. We've talked about it. I'm telling you again, we have 10 years, ladies and gentlemen. 10 years, and then we'll be locked in. So get in place. The time to form the communities are now.
Gotta pick some places.
Pick some places.
Move
to those good people around
have
you.
Good friends.
Start farming. Try to become as self-sufficient as possible. Because I think, I mean, that, don't get me wrong. They want to try to build this like AI futuristic utopia kind of thing. Obviously, there will be horrendous, kind of anti-white, kind of systemic just racism because white people weaved into all that. But, you know, they think they'll have their robots and, you know... robots will do everything for man, and it will produce everything, and it will farm for us and grow this fake lab meat and 3D printed stuff.
Just sit around and fight for social justice while the machines do all the work.
Transhumanism, cyborgs, you live forever, you'll have life extension technologies and all this crazy shit. And for a time, they might be able to get a few of those things, but at the end, that's going to just crumble and fall apart and collapse.
Yeah, it's not going to work out they think it is.
No, and that technological advancement level that they will be at, you'll basically have people who won't be able to, they literally won't be able to light a fire. They will not know how to do that. They will not know how to grow any kind of food. In other words, when the technological collapse comes, be that from social turmoil or an EMP, or solar flares, or magnetic reversal, pole reversal,
yeah,
whatever it is.
Yeah, they won't know how to do anything, but the Amish will.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be all will be knocked out, and these people will they will be mass death.
I think that's one of the strengths of European men, too. The European man knows how to survive in very cold, hard conditions as well. And after all, we are the ones out there camping and in the woods and bushcrafting and doing all those things.
Yeah,
you know?
Got to change that, right? No white man on Mars. And stuff like that. Since the Downer says, I don't want to avoiding colored people thoughts. Let me see if I get that. I don't want to avoiding colored people. I'm sorry, is that how to spell it? Am I missing that, Lana?
Maybe just I don't want to avoid.
I don't want to avoid people. Colored people thoughts. I don't want to avoiding colored people. If I'm understanding you correct, freedom of association is still a thing. You kind of try to prove that was not a thing with the neighborhood swaps and zip codes that are racist and shit now, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, they're trying to end all that.
Yeah, they're trying to end it, but still, if I'm understanding you correctly, at least still for now, we have freedom of association. So somewhat, anyway. So you can just go for that.
Yeah.
Go for that.
I know
final
we said
tradition.
That we were going to pick five places. We've got to do some polling and consensus and talk to other people, but definitely Maine or Idaho is on the list.
Yeah.
That's two of the five places.
Yeah.
Maine and Idaho for sure.
Yep, definitely.
And then we need to pick the other three in the other locations.
Yep. Yeah, we'll come out with that here soon, a couple of places. But yeah, one more here. Mr. White sends a Ninja Genius says, then again, one big warehouse and we could have a great white army. With the pods. I mean, yeah, that's funny. Yeah, well, I still don't believe in the synthetic way, obviously. I think it's wrong. I think it'll be something weird. Something will be off. It'll be some weird effects of it, or I don't know, consequences or something. I'm not sure. But all right, guys, I'm going to open the chest on DLive. So heads up, lemons coming your way. A good, decent chest, about 1,000 lemons in there. So a heads up on that. We'll stick around until that's distributed. Otherwise, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll probably have somewhat of a shorter Weekend Warrior coming up. We're actually going to spend some time just kind of taking it easy tomorrow, July 4th, of course. Happy July 4th, ladies and gentlemen. And as we said, it might be the last normal one that we get. It might be completely different. There have been some boycotts, and we'll see what happens
things
and
are
how
happening
wild
fast.
Things go. But
so it's hard to know
they
what
want
things
this
are going to be next year.
They want this gone, right? So it could be one of the last normal ones that we know. So we'll see what happens. But
cancel it all together, 4th of July.
Yep, exactly. It will be absolutely crazy stuff. So, all right, that's it. Let me see here. A couple of more came in. Let me do those real quick here and stuff like that. Says, apologies, limited to 50 characters. Yeah, sorry, but no worries if I misunderstood that. I hate that they limit you to 50. It's always something. Thank you, though. I appreciate it and stuff like that. Daredevil's Advocate with a diamond, no message. Thank you, guys. And Silosopher with a diamond, thank you. I'll close off there, otherwise we'll never get out of here. All right, guys, so short Weekend Warrior coming up probably Sunday, somewhat shorter, but check that out, redhousemembers.com, of course. Great way of supporting us. Thank you for being there. Thank you for watching live. Thank you to everyone super chatting and donating and all that good stuff. Love you guys. We'll be back here with much more soon. But
Don't
drink too much. Get some barbecue on. Spend some time with family. But stay off the booze, right? All right, guys. We'll see you next time. Take care.
Bye.
Now, if you're new here, just want to alert you to Weekend Warrior, our exclusive show that we do at redicemembers.com each weekend. News roundup show. We talk about some of the current events, the most important stories. We have a good laugh as well. Laugh at some of the cultural Marxist absurdities. Check it out if you haven't already. An exclusive show. People love it. They tune in each weekend. They don't miss a single show. It's well produced. There really isn't anything like it on the anti-globalist movement, whatever you want to call it. So thank you so much for watching. But again, if you want more, redicemembers.com, Weekend Warrior. Check it out.